Live from Austin, Texas, broadcasting worldwide, it's Alex Jones.
Recently, President Trump launched a new offensive against progressives by drawing attention to the decrepit state of major leftist-run cities. Wonder where he got that idea from, but forget about Baltimore. If Baltimore was a toilet, LA would be a 500-acre landfill. LA can truly lay claim to the accolade of being king of the holes. There are now an estimated 60,000 homeless people living on the streets of LA. That's a 75% rise in homelessness since 2012.
Did you ever see I Am Legend?
Yes.
Okay. Remember when all the fucking crazy zombie people are running at once?
Yeah.
That's what it's like.
Are you serious?
I'm telling you, you can't believe the volume.
To illustrate the homeless problem, look at this comparison between 2015 and 2017. Look at the increase in trash and tents in a period of little over 2 years. And what's the mayor's solution? To paint murals of homeless people, because painting a mural of people who can't afford to live in California is really going to help homeless people live in California. Look at me, I'm helping! Former Sex Pistol Johnny Rotten recently complained about homeless people littering Venice Beach with feces and needles. They're aggressive, and because there's an awful lot of them together, they're gangy, he said. When this guy,
how would you like a nice smack in the head,
is worried about other people being too aggressive, chances are they're quite aggressive. Thanks to ever lighter prison sentences, crime in Los Angeles County is also on the rise. According to Bob Lindsay, a 40-year veteran of the Los Angeles County Sheriff's Department, murders in one area he patrols were up 900% last year. FBI stats also showed a 56% increase in murders in Los Angeles County. Crime amongst the homeless population rose by 50% over the last year.
A nasty attack inside a Westside McDonald's.
Business owners Rick and Susie and the workers down here say they see this all the time. They weren't at all surprised to hear about this violent attack on the security guard. They say every single day is a struggle, and they watch the homeless people every day commit crimes and violence.
It's a standoff, and it's about to get very scary. A shirtless maniac armed with rocks is taunting motorists. Windows, but they are shatterproof. The rocks just bounce off. The terrified driver leaps out and flees. That's when it gets really scary. The shirtless dude jumps on board. Looks like he's trying to hijack the bus. Some of the passengers run out the back.
Residents of modern cities often complain about the loss of tradition. But what could be more traditional than the return of diseases not seen since medieval times? Thanks to LA's ever-increasing piles of uncollected trash, typhus has made a spectacular comeback. Rats gorge on the trash, multiply, and then spread the fleas that transmit the typhus. Typhus is a third world disease caused by a breakdown in society where trash pickup becomes a luxury. It's only normally seen in socialist hellscapes like Caracas, Venezuela. And it's not just the homeless who are getting typhus. Deputy City Attorney Liz Greenwood caught it because City Hall is infested with rats.
Who gets typhus? It's a medieval disease that's caused by trash.
Piles of trash like those on Saras Avenue.
I thought I was going to die.
And there you were thinking Baltimore was notorious for its rats. LA is known as the city of rats. According to pest control companies, requests for rat exterminations are up 60% in the last 12 months alone. There are now an estimated 12 million plus rats in Los Angeles. Pest control professionals warn of a, quote, alarming increase in rats that is, quote, highly abnormal. But they can't properly clean up the mess because hysterical environmentalists are lobbying to get bills passed that ban effective rodenticides that kill them.
I'm standing outside of City Hall. I want you to take a look at this. It says number 98 upside down. That's a rat trap, and they're all over City Hall.
Just speak.
We think, just like
sick.
Expect even now, orders are being shouted into telephones, and men with guns will soon be on their way.
It's Chancellor Sutler.
Damn it! Why? Because while the truncheon may be used in lieu of conversation, words will always retain their power. Words offer the means to meaning, and for those who will listen, the enunciation of truth. And the truth is, there is something terribly wrong with this country, isn't there?
You designed it, sir. You wanted it foolproof. You told me every television in London.
Cruelty and injustice, intolerance and oppression. And where once you had the freedom to object, to think and speak as you saw fit, you now have sensors and systems of surveillance coercing your conformity and selecting your submission.
We need cameras.
How did this happen? Who's to blame? Well, certainly there are those who are more responsible than others, and they will be held accountable. But again, truth be told, if you're looking for the guilty, you need only look into a mirror. I know why you did it. I know you were afraid. Who wouldn't be? War, terror, disease. There were a myriad of problems which conspired to corrupt your reason and rob you of your common sense. Fear got the best of you, and in your panic you turned to the now High Chancellor, Adam Sutler. He promised you order, he promised you peace, and all he demanded in return was your silent, obedient consent.
Is a war. It's happening now. It will decide the fate of humanity. The time to choose sides has come. We are the resistance. We are the InfoWar.
Ladies and gentlemen, we are live. We are broadcasting worldwide. I am your host, Alex Jones. It's Monday, August 19th, 2019. And I'm going to be here live for the next 4 hours, co-hosting with Gerald Celente when he joins us coming up in the fourth hour. There's been so much huge breaking news in the last few weeks that I've been a little bit of an airtime hog and a pig. And so today, we'll cover all the news, get to all the clips, but I do want to open the phones up for really the entirety of the second half of this hour and right through until Gerald Celente joins us. And I want to talk about the economy and a bunch of other issues with him, and he'll probably open the phones up as well. You've seen a big attempt by the globalists to crash the U.S. economy. Trump has so far successfully fought back against that. Now Scaramucci, a truly slimy person who's only in the administration 12 days, is trying to recruit all the former cabinet members that have left to come after Trump. Well, those are the globalists that lied to Trump and got into the administration that he removed. It's simply mind-blowing to watch traitors try to crash our economy. It has a name. It's called treason. And Bill Maher has come out and said, we'll play it again coming up next segment, Bill Maher has come out and said that we need to crash the economy, and he doesn't apologize for that to punish Trump. But then Bill Maher resists people like Tlaib, the Islamicist Palestinian, when Israel says you're barred from coming to the country if you plan to come here to preach the overthrow of our country. He then attacks her for that, which, by the way, is totally reasonable. I mean, you shouldn't let somebody into your country that wants to overthrow it. But we've elected someone that wants to overthrow our country as well. In fact, the whole squad hates this nation. The governor of New York says we've never been a great country. That is the Democratic Party operating system. So Bill Maher can't talk out both sides of his mouth. I'm going to be going over that as well here today. But the top story is we're trying to crash the economy. Huge developments taking place in Hong Kong. So many massive developments like mainstream media defending Antifa violence when even AP actually got it right. And said that it was Antifa being violent and that it was not the Proud Boy Patriots. So big victory there. But the rest of the media, from ABC to NBC to CNN, literally lied about it. We'll be breaking that down next segment because it illustrates how they're on the side of thug-like terrorists. And then there's stories like this one. They are officially in handbooks teaching in drag queen story time, which is really pedophile grooming time, from Australia to the United States, from Germany to Scotland. The joys of six-year-olds having oral sex and adults performing oral sex on children. Six-year-olds. Unbelievable. We're going to go to this important report first. CNN supports Portland Antifa.
Entire police force was on hand to ensure that the march to determine Antifa as a domestic terrorist organization went relatively smoothly. And amongst those supporting their president and the fundamental rights of all American citizens, it did.
Does that make you feel? If you engage in violence, you're subject to the use of force and could be arrested.
The group on the side of liberty patiently, peacefully, and respectfully obeyed the Portland police throughout the march. Meanwhile, Antifa once again revealed exactly why it is that their anti-American communist propaganda thuggery has reached the end of a majority of Americans' patience. They beat two old men and a woman. Chased down a father and his young daughter. Attacked a school bus transporting pro-liberty marchers with a hammer and pepper spray, breaking its windows.
And bloodying those inside, including a woman.
Their message, go home, Nazis, go home. Again, echoing this childish and factually incorrect demand to American citizens. American citizens are home anywhere within U.S. territories. And Nazis, Americans' ancestors fought and killed Nazis. If Antifa was accurate with their zombie-like chanting, they would be chanting death to America. But they don't have the cojones to do that. But anyone watching mainstream media would be led to believe otherwise. And of course, no one supports Antifa, a leftist enforcement arm made up of angry teenagers, better than national media embarrassment CNN.
And he writes, major consideration is being given to naming Antifa an organization of terror. Portland is being watched very closely. Hopefully the mayor will be able to properly do his job. What's your reaction to that tweet?
This is on par with what the president does. He sides with the white supremacists. He sides with the white nationalists, with the domestic terrorists in our country, just as, you know, he's incited violence against people of color. It's not surprising that Trump would side away from the folks who are the peaceful protesters working to safeguard their city from domestic terrorism. Just not surprised at all that the president sides with the white nationalists. That's been his mode of operation since before he was elected president.
According to CNN, Antifa are the good guys, just peaceful protesters protecting their progressive city from evil nationalists.
Do you feel like you're playing into their hands by showing up? Why not just let them come and protest?
I think them coming and protesting is actually worse. They will get violence by any means necessary. If they get violence against Antifa, at least these are people who are prepared. I mean, if they just go around harassing random citizens, that's not cool. We are resisting the fascism. We're not allowing them to just take over our streets.
So you're hearing from two members of Antifa. They said they're, you know, in a different group, but it is linked to Antifa. And their thoughts on what the president has said and their thoughts on what the right has said.
For the same government that backed the Communist Control Act in 1954 to kick the can down the road on labeling Antifa a domestic terrorist organization, is blatant negligence. How many more Americans need to suffer to exercise their constitutional rights under the left's brown shirt style madness? John Baum reporting.
That is their chant, the equivalent of death to America. There's four big events taking place that all tie together. They're all part of the same agenda. See, the communist Chinese run an authoritarian command and control system. So they've been given U.S. technology that's been suppressed for 70 years for trains that go 300 miles an hour, ladies and gentlemen. Think about that. Think about that long and hard. They've been given all the technology, all the science, all the perks, all the one-sided trade deals, the Panama Canal, the rare earth minerals, everything. And they've built the equivalent of what this nation built in the last 100 years, just in the last 25. Think about that. Think about that long and think about that hard. And then meanwhile, every blue city in the United States is falling apart and in a state of designed neglect. With record funding flowing into those cities and into those regions and rich ultra elites feeding off the population and shipping drugs and crime into those areas, a designed takedown, a designed collapse. Look at these headlines. Wall Street Journal. While we talk about these cities being crap holes 10 years ago, we were conspiracy theorists. But now, California's biggest cities confront a defecation crisis. Rats, disease, crime, homeless shelters everywhere. Joe Rogan described living in L.A. like it's Day of the Dead. Every major road, every major street, everywhere, homeless. And most of them don't want jobs. They're on drugs. They're on alcohol. They go cash their checks, their welfare checks, and they buy their drugs from government-approved drug dealers who then launder the money through Democratic Party businesses. And they run the coyotes, they run the smugglers, they run the child kidnapping, they run it all. And the cities are collapsing, and our average rail bed only allows our trains to go at 42 miles an hour. The average train in China, 200 miles an hour. Some can go 300. But it was decided by the 60s that the United States would not have any more industrial development. We would be made a service economy to bring us to our knees for the global order. That's the admitted declassified world government plan. Now, 2 minutes to midnight, Trump's trying to pull the rug out from under all of this. But when you look at the designed collapse, new article on Infowars.com, Seattle parks becoming no-go areas because of homelessness and trash. We've got the tourism down 80%+ in France because it's the same thing. Paul Watson's tweet says it all. East is the new West. You see Antifa flying communist flags. And then you see in Hong Kong, thousands of people out with American flags and Pepe the Frog. So the Renaissance is happening in the West again, but it hasn't been triggered yet fully. But it already happened here. Now it's beginning to happen in Asia because they've already hit rock bottom, and they have communist China threatening to invade Hong Kong and Taiwan, already sending in paramilitary into Hong Kong, massing hundreds of thousands of troops and armored vehicles now for part two of Tiananmen Square and Tank Man. But with Tank Man in Tiananmen Square, that was only one person that really stood up and shut down all those tanks. If you look at the demonstrations, let's go back to Tank Man, please. If you look at the demonstrations, over a million people have been showing up a day in Hong Kong alone. And why is that? Because Hong Kong and Taiwan are the main place that the brain trust and the entrepreneurs and the freedom lovers who were in China and saw the mass murder of the communists coming, and they fled hoping that Chiang Kai-shek and the U.S. would stop the communists who were not elected and who then communalized the farms and killed over 100 million of their own people. They fled to Hong Kong. They fled to Taiwan that had both been British back in the past and had some semblance of freedom. And now those nations, those autonomous zones, have much higher output than China per capita and incredible wealth and investment, and the Chai Coms want it. They're not the Chinese people. They don't represent the Chinese culture. They represent the poisonous globalist system inflicted on the Russians, inflicted on so many other countless nations. Venezuela, more wealthy than the U.S. per capita until the socialists took over. Now a virtual hellhole. A real hellhole. And so you think about that, and you think about the two parallels, everyone sees it. And so many leftists see this, and they go, what are non-whites doing waving that white supremacist flag? It's not a white supremacist flag. Betsy Ross, that designed it, was an abolitionist. It's insane. Everything's upside down world. Because people that know history know that it was the United States that beat the biggest empire ever. And the Taiwanese and the Hong Kong folks, they want away from the British as well. And they get it, and they say, we want 1776. We want 1776 worldwide. We want freedom. And it's a beautiful thing to see it unfold. Again, you can go to InfoWars.com and NewsWars.com. There's even a Fox Business piece that does a great job showing what was first dozens is now hundreds and then thousands of American flags as a symbol of what it used to mean. And now that the world sees America trying to become America again, we're that rallying point against tyranny. Our own governments have sold out the folks in Hong Kong and the people in Taiwan. We first promised them, if you go there, you'll be safe. 70 years ago. 70 years ago this year. 1949. 1950. And now, they are begging us for help. They are begging us just for the moral support to say that we understand that they deserve to not have their businesses and their lives taken by the Communist Party, that if you're not in the party, they take everything from you, the Communist Mafia, and saying we don't want to be secretly arrested and taken to the mainland. We don't want a social credit score. But as they fight tyranny there in Hong Kong and Taiwan, we're fighting it here as the global social score comes to America. Drudge is top link to our story. We'll cover the global social score modeled in China, brought to America on the other side. Whatever you do, spread those links. InfoWars.com/show.
Crashing through the lies and disinformation, it's Alex Jones.
Globalism is a system designed to undermine humanity, make us dependent, domesticated, to then take over existing orders and then build new anti-human, post-human systems on top of it. That is the transhumanist Luciferian cult. Jeffrey Epstein is a disgusting window into precisely what I told you their agenda is. My agenda is a pro-human future all the way, not just interstellar, but interdimensional. Now, I'm going to go to this Fox Business piece here that eloquently breaks down what's really happening. But you've got to go to Fox Business more and more to hear anything decent, because as Trump's pointed out, Fox News is going down the tubes because they made the deal with Disney. They split up. They got the tens of billions of dollars. And the sniping and the undermining and the fake polls is absolutely outrageous. Trump has real polls. He knows he's more popular than ever. And he knows that Fox News has turned against him just like they did right towards the end of the last campaign. So we've got that Trump clip coming up as well. But China gets all the high-speed rail. China gets all the new jobs, no environmental standards. China gets to have one-sided tariffs against us and devalue their currency. We don't get any new railroads, any new factories. Look at the blue cities where the Democrats are in full control. It's undermined civilization, collapsed society, so people don't believe in national capitalism. And so they embrace socialism that's really globalist, corporate, crony fascism, where they're offshore, they've got trillions, but they use socialist models domestically to control you. So Paul Watson put it out perfectly. Hong Kong versus Portland. East is the new West. East is the new West. They haven't had their renaissance yet, like we did 200 plus years ago. We're spoiled brats that forgot what we had. They've been through hell. And they now are on the same path as our ancestors in waving American flags. And it's absolutely beautiful. But here is Mr. Varney on Fox Business telling it like it is.
Here's something that caught my eye in our Hong Kong coverage yesterday. Protesters waving American flags. And as you heard at the top of the show, those protesters, some of them, those there, they were singing America's national anthem. Joining us now is Marion Smith with the Victims of Communism Memorial Foundation. The waving of flags, the singing of our anthem. What does that tell you?
Well, I think the Hong Kong protesters are drawing a distinction that is really at the core of this crisis. And that is there are two systems here that are contradictory. One is the totalitarian system of the People's Republic of China, where more than a billion people are under the thumb of the Chinese Communist Party, and where there is no freedom, and where if you were to wave an American flag and sing our national anthem, you would be detained or worse.
It was
on the other hand, is the United States and our flag and the freedoms that it represents. And Hong Kong people have enjoyed those freedoms for generations and have never been ruled by the Communist Party. And they're saying they don't want to be ruled by the Communist Party now. And that's the essence of the crisis here.
What they want, what the demonstrators want, is the resignation of Carrie Lam, Hong Kong's chief executive, and her replacement to be freely elected, with candidates not chosen by Beijing. That's what they want. That's why they're flying the American flag. You think that, I mean, what are the odds that they actually get that?
Well, they have a list of five or six demands. One is the resignation of the chief executive, Carrie Lam. The other is the withdrawal of the extradition bill, which really was the catalyst for this protest movement this year, in which some 20% of the population of Hong Kong has taken to the streets. That is no insignificant fringe group that is protesting. That really does represent a significant portion, if not the majority, of the Hong Kong people. Support for the protesters is you know, even higher than 20%, of course. They're also calling for the release of the political prisoners, as they're calling them now, who have been arrested as part of this protest movement, which overwhelmingly has been peaceful on the protesters' part. But we have seen beatings by the police. We have seen the blinding of at least one person due to short-range shooting of rubber bullets and bean bags.
Marion, I'm sorry, I gotta go. I'm really short on time. Let's see what develops today after the Hong Kong authorities try to buy the demonstrators off. Marion.
Now, again, I said earlier there's four articles, four different developments that go together. The fact that we've been deindustrialized and that China hasn't. The fact that blue cities give you an advanced view of where the left's going to take us. Collapse by design to make us be their dependent slaves. The fact that we are being turned against each other and balkanized with all the investments going over there. And then we have these panopticonic surveillance grids coming in for total control to track everything we do, where corporations and governments add to a database on whether they say you're a good person or a bad person, and then you're even barred from having a job, owning a car, traveling on high-speed rail. It's linked up on DrudgeReport.com. Chinese social media credit score prevents 2.5 million discredited entities and humans, more than 9 million humans, from buying plane tickets. So that's the final icing on that cake. But speaking of President Trump, he's beginning to wake up to this. And he sees the neocons and people like Scaramucci making their move. And he sees Fox putting out the most anti-Trump polls out there which we know are to create a bandwagon effect. So it's believed that Trump's a loser, so everyone then supports one of the moronic Democrat candidates. This is all about manipulating people that are followers and don't know that the polls are as phony as a plastic banana or a $3 bill. Here's the president.
Well, Fox has always given me, I tell you, Fox is a lot different than it used to be, I can tell you that. Juan Williams, then they have the wonderful woman that gave Hillary Clinton the questions. That was a terrible thing. And all of a sudden, she's working for Fox. What's she doing working for Fox? Fox has changed. And my worst polls have always been from Fox. There's something going on at Fox, I'll tell you right now. And I'm not happy with it. I don't know what's happening with Fox, but when they have like a Juan Williams, who's never said a positive thing, and yet when I show up at the Fox building, he's out there, oh, sir, could I have a picture with you? Could I have a picture? And he was 100% nice. I mean, you've never asked me for a picture.
I have not. Did the Murdochs change the management at Fox?
No, they have to run it the way they want to run it. But Fox is different. There's no question about it. And I think they're making a big mistake because Fox was treated very badly by the Democrats. Very, very badly, having to do with the debates and other things. And I think Fox is making a big mistake because, you know, I'm the one that calls the shots on that, on the really big debates. I guess we're probably planning on three of them. And I'm not happy with Fox. I'm certainly happy. I think Sean Hannity and Lou Dobbs and I think Tucker Carlson and Laura and Jesse Waters and Janine. We have a lot of great people. Even Greg Gutfeld. He wasn't good to me 2 years ago. Now he sees all I've done. He said, would you rather have a great president or a nice guy? I don't know. I think I'm a nice guy. But nobody's done in 2.5 years what I've done. And I say that a lot. And very few people can challenge it. The first 2.5 years, nobody's done what I've done in terms of tax cuts, regulation cuts, the military, the vets, the choice, so many different things. Nobody's done that. Yeah.
All right. I know a lot of the top Fox people. Some of them I talk to a couple times a week. And I'm not at liberty to tell you what it's like there, but 80% of the employees are Democrats. They're leaking everything. They're lying. The Dems send women in to try to get men to hit on them. So men will not be in any rooms with women alone now at Fox. It's a war zone. And they call Sean Hannity and others, Tucker Carlson and others, they chew them out. By the way, Carlson is not on administrative leave. He was on a planned vacation. I can tell you that 100%. That's not true. I learned that last week, but I never even got around to it. But you hear all this, and it's just a total war on anybody that isn't against the country. And they send Antifa to your house, you know, all the stuff they do. And so Trump's waking up to Fox. Fox is run by a bunch of scum. Welcome back. I'm your host, Alex Jones. I was going to get to this segment, and I love the crew. They always overdo it. I said, hey, get me the clip where the pedo promoters come to the city council and say, we're going to get your kids. We're going to groom them no matter what you do. And get me the clip where they say, bring your kids towards the television. We're going to corrupt them. And then get me this clip. Well, then they gave it to Rob Dew, the news director, who does some editing. He decided to put together some huge list of stuff. So we'll have that for you. Start of the next hour, and then I'm going to get to this, and then your phone calls. This right here. They're now teaching the joys of servicing children with oral sex for six-year-olds. Yes, ladies and gentlemen, that is incredible. It's up on Infowars.com for the Daily Caller. It's official. The book they use for Drag Queen Storytime is a NAMBLA next level event. I mean, NAMBLA just says, let us have sex with 10-year-olds. Oh, no, we're going to have your six-year-olds, and you're going to let us do it. And then we're going to teach them how to cut their genitals off because it's so liberal. So I'm also going to show you, not the video, but there's a scientific graphic of the vivisection of male genitals. So we're going to show you that next hour because that's part of the sacrament is teaching the little boys. Ritalin and Prozac didn't fry your brain enough. We're going to cut your genitals off. We're going to have a big, fat pedophile teach you how to do it. So, Jeffrey Epstein's dead for what he did. Dead to cover it up. But when I was in San Diego, we walk into this breakfast restaurant, and all of a sudden I notice it looks really leftist because people all kind of look demonic and soft and like their souls are sucked. They all have that weird look. And I'm like, maybe we should. And they instantly recognize me. And all of a sudden I see this woman look down at this three-year-old boy, and she goes, "Did you have fun at this children's story time with Geraldo?" And the kid's like, "Ugh." And then I started looking at posters on the walls, and there was drag queen story time. So no matter where you go in the world, and it was a woman behind the counter, because there's real spiritual power for them. They only have a glimmer of life in them when they do something evil. See, when you're a zombie to evil, you're very empty, except when you commit evil. But when they talk about abusing a child, they go, liberal. Soon your streets will flow with rats and sewage, and we'll kill your children when they're unborn, and after they're born, we'll render their organs down. But if they live, we will turn them into servants of Lucifer. So that's coming up next hour. And then I'll give the number out and get to your calls. I have another giant story here to obviously get to, and it ties into the global cashless society that we all know as the social score. That's all coming up, and the attempts to crash the economy. And Bill Maher, who I really don't like because he's smart. And he'll give arguments that are nuanced and absolutely on target from the research, and then he'll flip right back over and use dumbed-down arguments. He said, hey, he laid out reasonable arguments for not boycotting Israel. But then he says, boycott America and Trump and plunge the economy to teach us not to support Trump in the same show. Oh, man, that makes me mad. Because his defense of Israel is reasonable, it's pragmatic, it's based in reality. And then he attacks Trump and America just like he's a Palestinian attacking America or attacking Israel. And, man, they've really financed the anti-Israel deal. I mean, the globalists made it a litmus test. So I said, I'm with Israel. I mean, I was never, quote, with Israel, never been there, never got any money from anybody in Israel. But when they said I worked for Israel because I was pro-life, pro-gun, pro-America, pro-Trump, and came this thing like, oh, yeah, screw him. He never did anything in his life. He works for the Jews, as if the Jews are one monolithic group. So I'm going to get to that because what we have left of the segment isn't enough time, but it's going to be powerful. A lot of sick, weird stuff going on, man. We've tracked the IP addresses on InfoWars to the commenters just to test it out. Now we do our own comments again. And it'll be the same bots, and a bot's just something a person programs, so it's a person behind it. Like if a guy's driving a bulldozer through your house, you can call the bulldozer a machine, a bot, but you know, there's a dude driving it. Even if it's a drone, somebody programmed it. And they're sitting there fetishizing all over the internet. Oh, Jones, oh, yeah, oh, China owns Hollywood, oh, yeah, keep covering up for them Jews. And it's just, and Q's going to get you. And those damn Jews, I'm like, Q's going to get me? Oh, a baby at 100 yards had a little Q on its shirt. Trump said, look at that cute baby. That's code word. Q's his boss. And I'll say to these people, when I run into them, a few of them on the street, people that, they're not many of them that hate Israel, they'll say, is it true you work for Israel? And I'll say, no, I work for myself and my family. I want freedom. And they'll sit there. Well, Q says you work for Israel. So wait a minute. Q is Trump, but Q's exposing Israel, but Trump's daughter's married to an Orthodox Jew. He moved the U.S. embassy to Jerusalem. He's pro-Israel. But Q's exposing me as working for Israel. And these Q folks will just go like, ooh. And it's just, it's not reality based. It's not reality based. And again, it's not that I serve Israel or Israel pays my paychecks. It's that if Israel was gone, the Islamicists would tear it apart and fight over it till it was a wasteland. And then Bill Maher goes to the numbers. There were 90,000 Jews in this country 30 years ago. Now there's 15. Or there were this many Jews in this country. Now they've been run out. And people talk about Jews all day, Jews that. The point is the Islamicists didn't exist till 1,400 years ago. And there were Jews all over the Middle East and North Africa. And there were Christians all over. And guess what? They're all been pushed out. See, Bill Maher should have added, oh, and the Christians all got pushed out too. But see, Bill Maher still has that weird leftist Jewish fetish thing that, you know, Christians hate Jews because they had some wars with the Catholics. The Catholics had wars with Protestants and wars with themselves. You know, the Jesuits and the Catholics. It's like 500-year-old battles that don't even matter now. But the social engineers know how to punch our buttons and go, oh, the eternal devil Jew. That's why Jones is successful. Not that he put all his money back into the operation for 20 years. Not that he's well-spoken. Not that he works his ass off. No, 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 no. You can't be successful unless the Jews run their arm up your ass like you're a puppet and they're running you. It's mental illness. Trump supports Israel because it's a big, industrial, powerful country with nuclear weapons that isn't going anywhere, and he barely was able to keep Netanyahu in power because the Rothschilds, who are evil, corrupt globalists, are trying to remove Netanyahu, and they've openly said they're going to break down Israel. You go, wait, they helped found Israel. Exactly. To then trigger the global conflagration. So Netanyahu is working against the Rothschilds. Everybody can't have their cake and eat it too, like the Jews are one monolithic group. My house isn't one monolithic group. I've got four children and my wife, and we've all got different opinions. And so the idea, but I know if you're a leftist or an Antifa or something, you all follow orders. You get told what to do. You get a paycheck. You're not a leader. So that's why you can't believe I'm a leader. You can't believe that I'm actually rebooting America with my great listeners' help and that I believe people would want freedom. I'm a salesman selling the rebirth of humanity because I want to be free. I don't want to be under globalism and under transhumanism and under all this. I'm a fighter. And the misunderstanding about geopolitics and groups is just, it's unbelievable. You don't think of Iranians as Iranians that are one monolithic group. You think of them as a bunch of different groups that are dominated by the mullahs, a Shiite ruling class. You don't think about Americans as one group, do you? We're a bunch of diverse people, but we have an ethos that comes together. But we're told now white people are inherently evil and America is apartheid. The same leftist propaganda, Rothschild funded, that Israel's evil and should be blown off the face of the map, and Soros internal documents want to get rid of Israel. So all you guys claim, you know, I'm the big guy run by the Jews. Well, the Nazi collaborator Jew George Soros wants to get rid of Israel. Those are real facts. So who's Bill Maher really working for? We'll talk about that next hour. Okay, start your engines. I said I'd get to calls this hour. I will at the bottom of the hour, but I've got to get to two more big reports. And some stations don't carry this first 5 minutes, so I'm going to wait till the kickoff of the next segment. Drag Queen Story Time now teaches children how to receive and give blowjobs. So that's coming up. I'm sure everyone will support that. After all, it's liberal. I don't support it. I want to put it out there that my social score should probably be lowered by Satan because I want to have the lowest score by Satan's. That's the highest score with God. Stuff's all inverted. Remember how this works. But I want to, before I get to that and then the Bill Maher situation, so critical, the BSA scandal reveals we are dominated by immorality by John Bowne.
Years ago, a system known as Youth Protection Training was established to protect scouts threatened by the infiltration of pedophiles into the ranks of the Boy Scouts of America.
No youth is permitted to sleep in the tent of an adult other than his own parent or guardian. Councils are strongly encouraged to have separate shower and latrine facilities for females. When not available, separate times for male and female use should be scheduled and posted for showers. Likewise, youth and adults must shower at different times.
Unfortunately, the abuse still goes on to this day. In fact, a recent lawsuit reveals that the Boy Scouts of America pedophile problem is far worse than we had known, as 350 previously unknown scoutmasters and volunteers allegedly preyed on boys while the BSA kept it all secret from law enforcement, utilizing an internal database dubbed the Perversion Files.
They include more than 7,800 suspects and over 12,000 victims.
A pedophilia epidemic. That is how a new lawsuit describes the problem of child sex abuse in the Boy Scouts of America.
You cannot trust the Boy Scouts of America to weed out the bad apples because they haven't.
Add to that, the damage thousands of priests have waged on the reputation of the church has not waned after numerous attempts to repair it.
Francis acknowledged people have a right to be outraged by the church's response to what he called repulsive crimes against children.
Questi crimini repugnanti.
And he said it remains a source of pain and shame for the Catholic community.
And like a great cancer, the Catholic Church has abused children in just about every country on earth. Not to mention the hundreds of millions of dollars these benevolent organizations have paid out in lawsuits to the children and families they have utterly destroyed.
It is literal torture, soul-murdering torture. Every day.
Meanwhile, liberal politicians support a repulsive drag queen story hour plaguing our nation's libraries, grotesquely teaching toddlers to twerk.
Yeah.
To those who have come here to spread their hate, I only have two words. Sashay away.
While also allowing sexualized physical contact between the presenters and children to take place. What does it say to America's kids that we would allow them near sexual deviants like those at the Drag Queen Story Hour?
It's the children who are the victims in this unfortunate reality.
Where some of those that were hosting were actually convicted of sexual offenses against children.
The library revealed this man, Albert Garza, a registered sex offender, was among those participating. He served time for aggravated sexual assault of an 8-year-old in 2008.
We want an audit of the entire Houston Public Library system because now we know not just one convicted sex offender has been involved with this program, but now we have two. And we want the people fired that received the documents in October. The Space Cadets, organizers of this program, gave all the names of the volunteers to the Houston Public Library Legal Department in October, a complete list. Why were not background checks done? Why was this person in this program from October all the way until February?
Where is our moral parental responsibility as the first and last line of defense of the innocent? Is it that we, as a broken and moral society, flirting with communism, numbed by the unrelenting abuse within the BSA and the Catholic Church, have finally surrendered to evil in its most intentional form, warping American children's developing perception of morality, all in the name of tolerance? John Bound reporting.
You are listening to an InfoWars.com frontline report. If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance. From deep in the heart of FEMA Region 6, Austin, Texas, transmitting worldwide, it's Alex Jones.
InfoWars been so successful? Well, I'm not really a visionary. I'm into classic things, timeless things, but then updating. I believe in America. I believe in freedom. I believe in empowering the individual. I'm a classical liberal. I'm not a leftist. That is a public historic group of devil worshipers going back more than 3,000 years, the left-hand path, manifesting in the Jacobin Revolution, the French Revolution, the Communist Revolution of 1917, the Maoist Revolution of 1949, right through to everything you see today. And when you realize we're facing people that believe that humans are scum, they want to kill us, and that they're going to become gods once they've rid the earth of the scourge that's humanity. Now, if you turn on History Channel, Discovery Channel, you hear about the world after humans, and humans are a parasite, and top professors saying no human should be left alive, not just 90% reduction. Dr. Pianca, back when I was making Endgame 12 years ago, head of the UT biology department at the time, gave a speech to the Texas Academy of Sciences with over 1,000 people in the room. And he was given a standing ovation when he projected skulls on the wall and said, we need airborne Ebola to wipe out 90%+ of the world. I and my family are ready to die. Humans are a parasite. He had a 3+ minute standing ovation with men and women crying. Now, that's a cult of dangerous folks. I mean, that's really what the Nazis were. They came out of the eugenicists. So this isn't a Nazi conspiracy we face. It's a eugenics conspiracy we face. And you wonder why, when they got into Jeffrey Epstein's documents, when they got into what was at his house, it was all eugenics and the super race and merging with machines and transhumanism and how we've got to reduce world population by 90%+. And he ran the elite club there in New York that the London Guardian and the Wall Street Journal first reported the world 12 years ago. Type in the headline, billions meet in secret to discuss world government and overpopulation. And they were going, oh, the earth's too many people. And don't worry, David Rockefeller and Oprah Winfrey and Bill and Melinda Gates and Warren Buffett, they're all meeting in secret right now to discuss it. And Gates said in the transcripts that they gave to ABC News, he said, we're not building an alternative world government to the one of you, Mr. Rockefeller. We're trying to make sure its original destiny is fulfilled. That's a quote. And then people wonder, how the hell did Jones not just say the guy was running blackmail rings and pedophile stuff, but how did Jones say the guy's a transhumanist cloner? That's really what's going on. They're cloning. They're building genetic clones, having women surrogate them. Oh, yeah, it's going to come out later. Epstein's got like probably 15 kids that are little Jeffrey Epstein's. Ugh. Let me explain that again. They're not half Epstein and some woman. They're Epstein. What's the ultimate narcissistic thing to do with someone that wanted to freeze his penis? Because it was so perfect and so wonderful and so deformed. Oh, yeah, look it up. I'm not joking. It's to clone yourself. He's a cloner. And his real company and his real job was clones. And let me tell you, they got him. Now, you got to be able to get rid of them. Most of them don't work. And then they're just good for parts. So, look, I just laid you the big enchilada. Because I was going to come into this segment and hit the pedophile rings. Pedophile story time, pedophile grooming time. But I just thought we might as well just hit the bottom of the barrel here where it goes. Because if you can train parents to bring their children in to set them on some convicted pedophile's lap, they busted them all over, and have them ride horsey when some man with an erection rubbing it through his pants instead of arresting him, well, you can get people to turn their life force off. DailyCaller.com. Let's put their article up. Australian libraries promote transgender teen book that describes a six-year-old liking oral sex. The book's been put in 60 libraries and is part of Drag Queen Storytime. Stories up on Infowars.com. Remember, they only get energy when they're hurting a child. So these parents and all these folks being sucked into this, they're all into perversion in the last frontier. isn't putting Junior on Prozac or Ritalin. They're doing that too. The last frontier is getting him to cut his genitals off. And who better to teach him to do it than a big old fat pedo? So, we're going to get to audio from the book. When we come back, then I'll get to the Bill Maher news. It's so huge. It ties into everything. But first, we put a little compilation together of city council meetings and TV shows for children and what's taught in schools where convicted axe murderers, and one says, bring your kids up to the screen, bring them to me. And they're in city council saying, you'll not stop us getting your children. And the beautiful thing we're going to do. I mean, it's here, folks. They're here. They're here. They're back. This has happened before. They're coming for our life force. They're coming for our young. Here it is.
The children and the people that support it are going to realize that this is going to be the grooming of the next generation. We are trying to groom the next generation to not see the way that they just did.
Talking, singing, and reading.
We can both be grooms.
To an audience of preschoolers, toddlers, and their caregivers.
Amazing. The hips on the drag queen go swish, swish, swish.
Everyone can do drag.
Turn around and shake your butt. Shake them.
It was a first for this branch of the public library.
Teach the children. Whew, I'm all about education. I actually do story time with drag queens in Chicago. Right? Yes, family programming. Love it. Yes. And all of the children in the audience can plug their ears.
And for the children and the people that support it are going to realize that this is going to be the grooming of the next generation.
We should explain to the viewers who Desmond is. Desmond is the world's youngest club kid. And we challenge you as the viewer out there to find a younger club kid. Will they find one? No.
Horsey.
People that support it are going to realize that this is going to be the grooming of the next generation.
That's the whole goal, is to make kids that aren't used to seeing something like me more comfortable to seeing it.
You could be a
That's the whole goal.
And shake your butt. Shake them.
Get in the white van.
What has this world come to? It's come to a world where drag kids actually exist.
And people do ketamine on a couch.
How old is your BF? Hello?
Yeah, this isn't Bob Hope dressing up like a woman as a joke.
Yay!
All right. Mm-hmm.
Now the woman gets up on her table, spreads her legs. It's a man. This is adult entertainment. But what do predators do? They target children.
Breaking news. We have just confirmed that a registered child sex offender has been reading to children at a Houston public library as part of its drag queen story hour.
A media spokesperson for the library confirms...
That's the second just at that one.
Tatiana Malanina is really Alberto Garza, a child sex offender. In 2008, he was convicted of assaulting an 8-year-old boy.
This is Tatiana Malanina, my sister from Queens of the Week.
So, ladies and gentlemen, I'm going to play the audio from the audiobook when we come back about 6-year-olds having oral sex. You see, it's an Oberson window. They got to take you so far down hell, you try to claw back and are happy you just got halfway up. You understand that? They are now teaching children to give and receive oral sex. This is a pedophile vampire cult. Guard yourself for real.
Babe. Mama's gonna teach you to cut your genitals off.
Ooh, babe, because mama's gonna help build the wall.
So, there's an evil force in the universe that wants to hurt the young. Every culture ended up in times of collapse having cults that ran it that demanded you sacrifice your children. That's just where it ends. And now from Australia to Austin, Texas, from Melbourne to Moscow, there are international groups trying to come in and sexualize children beyond anything NAMBLA would ever imagine. And I'm the guy that's banned off the radio and TV. I'm the guy that's blocked everywhere because I'm saying no to this. We got calls from Facebook. We got calls from Twitter. We recorded it. where they said, just don't talk about Islam and don't talk about the trannies and the kids and the drag queen story time. This is their religion. They're doing it in every town and every city, calling it drag queens. It's pedophiles and pedophile supporters who want to sexually derange children, who want to destroy their innocence. So the Daily Caller article is up on Infowars.com. Australia Library promotes transgender teen book that describes six-year-olds liking oral sex. It's been distributed all over the country in libraries, and the same thing's been distributed here. I got some big Trump news in the next segment, then I promise I'll give them the number, I'll go to your calls. But this is a activist that's reading from the book that is speaking out against it. But you just saw all the evidence, ladies and gentlemen. And if we put up with this, we'll put up with anything. So here is the activist reading and quoting from the book. And then I hope once we archive this on Infowars.com and Newswars.com, you'll share it with people and say, here is the real child abuse of these pedophile story times. That's what they are. Beyond Magenta with Kiralee Smith reading. Here it is.
This transgender book contains graphic descriptions of pedophilia, and it could be in the youth section of your library. I know it's in mine. Beyond Magenta, Transgender Teens Speak Out is a compilation of first-hand accounts by transgender teens. It's incredibly explicit and inappropriate. This is one of the books I've warned you about in the brand new anti-PC, PNC package
pause.
By Binary.
Start the whole thing over. Any of these books, they claim, these lying demons, is like, I'm a six-year-old, and I really enjoyed it when the man at the park pulled my pants down. That's what the book, she's about to get to it. Do you believe any of that? As if a six-year-old even talks like that? And some of them are probably real interviews with people that were abused as children and put into this cult. In fact, the people they send to these are usually victims of it themselves. You see, these pedophiles don't have children. They just recruit yours. Let's continue.
This transgender book contains graphic descriptions of pedophilia, and it could be in the youth section of your library.
Back it up again, because she's a smart lady, but no. This is a pedophile porn book promoting pedophilia and the targeting of children. Don't even call it this trans book. See, trans is just some new term because you'd know what it was. They just renamed pedophilia. Continue.
This transgender book contains graphic descriptions of pedophilia, and it could be in the youth section of your library. I know it's in mine. Beyond Magenta, Transgender Teens Speak Out is a compilation of first-hand accounts by transgender teens. It's incredibly explicit and inappropriate. This is one of the books I've warned you about in the brand new anti-PC PNC pack produced by Binary. This book is just one example of the dangerous ideas being promoted to your kids. I found this one being promoted in the youth section of our library. It describes atrocious violent behaviour without apology and illegal pedophilic actions without qualification. Rigid stereotypes are given as the reason some of these teens felt they're in the wrong body. One boy says, when I was 4 or 5, I wore girls' clothes. So what? That doesn't make anyone a girl. He goes on to say,
pause again.
Challenged him out.
Maybe they tried a book about, I got kidnapped and murdered. I really enjoyed it. I pulled my eyeballs out with pliers. It was so good. This is all lies anyways. But it's all couching it, you see. And again, you're on these leftists, they're so soulless. It's only when a child is brought near to them because they're demon-possessed that they go, eh. I mean, I saw it in San Diego. Just thank God you've got God, folks. Thank God you've got a connection to the higher level because these people are so gone. And this lady's great exposing it, but she isn't even getting the magnitude. Continue.
The street about wearing a dress. And he asked, why not? And the response
get hit pause. This isn't about a guy wearing a dress. It's about pedos raping your children and having access to them. So we're all like, oh, it's, you know, not about wearing a dress. Again, they changed the subject. It's about weirdos that you don't know having access to your children. Continue.
What's a I didn't know what one was. Well, the guy said the boys had...
Back it up 20 seconds. Back it up so you can hear this. Yeah, they're reading, like, about children having people penetrate them and all the rest of it. I mean, let's just say it, pedophiles need killing. They don't need access to our children. And if the left in Hollywood keeps pushing it, they're going to get the civil war they want. And I'll assure you, patriots and Christians aren't dumb enough to think our enemy's the police in a war. We're not going to go down to the riots downtown. If things go violent, the left's going to be hunted down. And I can tell you, not by me, your own security people cannot wait. But you're like a cockroach. They're not going to torture you like you do a child. They're just going to break your neck or stab you in the kidneys, just like that. You'll never know what hit you. Like a freight train. Boom, you're dead. This way death. I'm here like telling you, this way death. I'm warning you, you keep down this road, you're dead. You keep raping and killing kids and hurting them, you will die. I guarantee it. I'm going to say it again. The Grim Reaper is the angel of death and an assassin of God. Christ holds the keys to death and hell. I swear you will die. Continue.
Rigid stereotypes are given as the reason some of these teens felt they're in the wrong body. One boy says, when I was 4 or 5, I wore girls' clothes. So what? That doesn't make anyone a girl. He goes on to say that someone challenged him out on the street about wearing a dress. And he asked, why not? And the response was, because you have a d-. What's a d-? I didn't know what one was. Well, the guy said, the boys have d-s and girls have d-s. The conversation continues along these lines. Charming stuff for your young teenager to be reading, don't you think? The F word is littered throughout the book as well. Another account describes a kid being so mad he pushed his pregnant teacher to the ground. He said, oh, I knew he shouldn't have done it, but he was justified and said it a number of times that he was just mad. Well, that doesn't make it okay. But far worse is the graphic descriptions of oral sex. A couple of stories include this. Let me read this for you. From 6 up, I used to kiss other guys in my neighborhood, make out with them, and perform oral sex on them. I liked it, and I touched their you-know-whats. He goes on to describe sexual exploits with girls, masturbation, and pedophiles. There's no mention that this is illegal and incredibly harmful behavior. It's simply a part of the account describing why this person is transgender. The damaging nature of these activities.
All right, folks, I'm going to shift gears out of this now and to their attempt to crash the economy.
Crashing through the lies and disinformation, it's Alex Jones.
Broadcasting worldwide on this live August 19th, 2019, Monday transmission. Get the phone number out at the end of the segment. So, Bill Maher is a smart person. There's no doubt that he writes a lot of his own stuff. There's no doubt that he is quick on his feet. And there's no doubt he's evil. I could play the clips where he says, I want more abortion, more suicide, less people. The world's depopulated. He's got that satanic energy about it. And yeah, the world is screwed up. Maybe God should destroy it all and start over. That's for God to do, not you, Bill Maher. Who's going to choose who's going to die? It's like in the first Superman remake. It was really well written. And General Zod's about to kill most people on the planet because he says they're subhuman. And Superman's dad says, as Kal-El says, who's going to choose General Zod? You? You know, you're going to line these folks up and blow their heads off like the Nazis? And you look at somebody like Jeffrey Epstein, obsessed with genetics and trying to create the Ubermenschen, the Superman. Superman himself is a Nazi idea. It's even in the old Norse text of the Gudrodamarung. Yes, I know the ancient text. And the truth is, a lot of these ancient religions have adopted Norse mythology as their mythology because it fits with the survival of the fittest. And though I have a Norse background, I will not adopt that. Because if you actually want to carry that out, you're crazy. Like Loki. And I'm not talking about the thing in Marvel comic book movies, but the real Loki. The Joker. So, I walked into a gift shop when I was on vacation in San Diego. I'm not a tarot card guy, but I just said, let me just try this because I don't even know what order cards are in the deck. And I walked in and bought a box of bicycle cards. And I said, I know I've got the touch, but if I've really got it, I'm going to spread these cards out right in front of the lady on the counter, and I'm going to pull the Joker out. And I spread them out on the counter right in front of my wife. I said, watch this. And I reach right in, and I pull the Joker out. My wife looked at me just a couple days ago. She goes, how'd you do that trick? It's not a trick, sweetheart. Now, let's just stop right there. Let's pull back to Bill Maher. Bill Maher's a smart guy. He's got people breathing down his neck. And I'm actually starting to think maybe Bill Maher isn't as evil as I thought. Because he'll say things sometimes that you've got to actually be pretty enlightened to say that I don't hear out of people that are on the devil's general payroll. Let's just say that. They are all mechanical. They follow exact scripts. You'll see Bill Maher say something super true and smart, and then you'll see him say something super bad. You say, well, that's because he's got writers saying it. No, I can tell what somebody says from their heart versus something that's a fraud. So I was watching these clips. I'd already seen the clip. Then I saw that Drudge Report had it linked on Saturday. And I watched it again, and I watched the coverage of it, and it was just such a Rosetta Stone, as I call it, or a skeleton key to all of this. And because here's Bill Maher saying, bankrupt America to teach Trump and his supporters to bow. But then he says it's wrong to boycott Israel when the same globalists that want to destroy Israel are the very same group, very same script, trying to overthrow the U.S., and there's a lot more to it, but his nuanced response to what's going on in Israel and how things are a two-way street and how the Islamists aren't reasonable and they want it all. Now, Saudi Arabia won't take a single Jew or Palestinian. I mean, it's all the truth. And it's really weird because usually the devil can't routinely tell the truth and then tell lies right after, because if people hear the truth, they know how to recognize it. So there's something going on. I know the devil can quote scripture, but he doesn't do it often. So I'm watching this, and you see Bill Maher going from an angel of light to an angel of Satan. Angel of light, angel of Satan. And I think he's really just a slave of his job. And I think Bill Maher deep down is scared. Bill, you shouldn't be scared. You should come all the way and just say, hey, I'm not an atheist. I don't want to abort kids. I don't love death anymore. Because Bill, if you're into death, you're going to go with death. Bill, you don't want to go there. Really? Really? You're getting a little old there, Mr. Maher. Look like you might even been lost some weight, might be getting some treatment right now for something. I'm not sure. But you got to look at death about you right now. And maybe that's why you're telling a little bit of the truth now. Maybe I'm wrong. You know, I thought I'd buy those cards. Maybe it's just an accident. I pulled that card out just right. But I just keep pulling it out just right. Every time, I don't worry about it. Right there on the counter. Should have videotaped. But it wouldn't happen. I videotaped. Spread them all out. And I said, what card's that? She said, the Joker. I turned it around and it was the Joker. Because it's not believing in ourselves that gets us to this point. It's not believing that we came from a master creator that makes us fallen. Because if we're risen, and if we worship the risen God, Jesus Christ, then God takes us up spiritually with him. But it's free will. The devil comes to steal. The devil comes to deceive. But God just wants a love affair of the soul. But love's real. Love's not forced. So let's go ahead and go to clip number one. And then clip number two is where he said it last year, where he wants to crash the economy. He's worth all this money. And he wants to crash the economy to teach you. Well, he's just like Tlaib, who wants to teach Israel. Here he is.
So, yes, a recession would be very worth getting rid of Donald Trump and these kind of policies.
You know, losing your houses, getting divorced, dying from no medical care.
Definitely knock him out of office. I got to say, bring on the recession. Can I ask about the economy? Because this economy is going pretty well. We have to, what? Why is that funny?
It is going well for now.
For now, right. Thank you. That's my question. Is, like, I feel like the bottom has to fall out at some point. And by the way, I'm hoping for it, because I think one way you get rid of Trump is a crashing economy. Yeah. So please, bring on the recession. Yeah. Sorry if that hurts people, but it's either root for a recession or you lose your democracy.
Oh, lose your democracy. Yeah, you're trying to overthrow who we elected. Now, here's Bill, where I say he's smart sometimes, defending me. Then we'll come back with him on Israel. But here is Bill Maher, shuts down chairs for Alex Jones Band. Here it is.
Annoying as Bill Maher is, he once in a while gets it right. And I wouldn't have expected him to say anything other than this. But boy, his audience certainly expected something different. And so did Senator Kirsten Gillibrand. Listen to this on First Amendment rights.
Because Alex Jones, who is not my friend and who tells crazy lies about me, is thrown off Twitter, I think, and Facebook and a few other platforms. I think he's going to...
Thank God!
That's Senator Gillibrand, well, thank God.
If you're a liberal, you're supposed to be for free speech. That's free speech for the speech you hate. That's what free speech means. We're losing the thread of the concepts that are important to this country. If you care about the real American... or you don't. And if you do, it goes for every side. I don't like Alex Jones, but Alex Jones gets to speak. Everybody gets to speak.
That's where we all need to be.
Reactions really incredible there.
Yeah.
Cheering for him being banned and not a single clap for him saying free speech should be protected.
Correct. I think they kind of felt maybe, hopefully, they were a little ashamed of themselves going, oh, yeah, crap, you're right. But look at the automatic response. Yeah, we shut him down.
Why is that so important? We'll talk about it when we come back. It's a big deal. Stay with us. Christian song. Actually, yes. Metallica. Story about the angel of death, the grim reaper, coming down against Egypt. Crank it up. Pharaoh. I rule the midnight air. The destroyer. Not you, Satan.
I rule the midnight air.
We're back live broadcasting worldwide, ladies and gentlemen. We have the zeitgeist. We are in the heart of the human resistance. We are going forward into the future. We are winning. Okay, ladies and gentlemen, the crew just dropped this in my lap, and I've got so much news. I overprepare for these shows at home and then here. They never get to 10% of what I intended to, even though it's all incredibly important. So you got to visit Infowars.com and Newswars.com. Fluoridated water during pregnancy linked to lower IQs. Study published in the Journal of American Medicine. The prestigious, the most prestigious group. I love how they always tell you, it's like that Brad Pitt movie, which I didn't get that name from that. I got it from an Army manual, an Army program of silent weapons for quiet wars. They call it soft kill. Killing you softly. Brad Pitt's the hitman. He's come to clean things up. He goes with the one guy, makes him help him kill some people. He goes, oh, hey, help me pull up right here. He gets him in the parking garage, shoots him in the head before he ever knows it. And then after he shoots you in the head, he goes, oh, By the way, I just killed you. Oh, tiddlywinks. Remember old David Hogg? He said, try to cue up David Hogg on Alex Jones and water filters. If you can't find it, don't worry about it. He does this big C-SPAN thing. He goes, Alex Jones is a con man, a piece of filth. He tells you the water's not safe to drink, which is a damn lie. And then he sells filters trying to make money. No, it's like if I was a gun dealer saying, you're a good person. You don't have a criminal record. Come get a gun so you're safer. I'm selling you something I believe in, I use. It's called straight shooting. But see, my daddy always told me, you can't fool, you can't con an honest man. It's scammers that are into evil and into scamming others that always think everything's a scam because they've never been treated good a day in their life by the family they came from. And all the evil people out there, I'm sorry you come from trash. I'm sorry you never had anybody talk straight to you in your life. But my listeners and the spirit we represent is as straight and strong as it gets. If I had more than the $20 million operating budget I've got, all our enemies have no effect and have $300 million a year budgets at Vox and all the rest of it. If I had the funds, we could do a lot more. But I'm not complaining. It's all God's plan. Maybe if I had funds, I was going to do something I wasn't supposed to. I don't know. It's always exactly what we need comes in, which is always kind of frustrating when you're driving on empty the whole time. But God wants you to know I'm in charge. It really works like that. And every time I can't make payroll or every time we're going to run, all of a sudden it happens. The money comes in. But it's when the enemy attacks and lies about us. That's how God works. God God doesn't offensively do anything, I've learned. God takes their attacks like judo and throws them to the wall. And I'm really learning that. I'm really learning. So I've always been defensive as well, but God is like the sun that makes the grass grow. God's just there. And God doesn't do anything to interfere with us and our free will until the devil violates our free will, and that's when God comes in to make sure the decisions we make are right, so that it's a square deal when we decide for eternity whether we want to be with Pedo Island, which is the earth, Devil's Island, we're on Devil's Island, we'll get off soon, or whether we want to get off Alcatraz and go to the real next level. And the enemy knows all this. That's why they got things like Star Trek and all this. I mean, they already know that you have a sense of what God's got planned for us. And I mean, how a real boot camp works. You know, little baby human boot camps, the Marine Corps or the Navy SEALs or the Army or the Army Rangers or all that. But there's a real boot camp, see? And that's this whole planet. That's this whole life. It's all of it. A third and fourth, fifth dimensional simulation that's genetic and real, but still, nevertheless, a simulation. Oh, now Bill Maher isn't as important as he was, but he is somebody who tells the truth sometimes, lies other times. And I just get this sense like he doesn't, I don't think he's two-faced. I think he wavers into evil, into good. And so many of us do that, but you can see him, he like sways, like over here. And he kind of goes over there. But he says, let's crash the U.S. economy to teach President Trump. And teach their supporters. What an evil, dangerous, horrible thing to say. What a terroristic thing to say. But then if Tlaib says, I want to boycott Israel, well, then she's a bad person. Because here's the difference. Tlaib doesn't have the power to boycott and overthrow Israel, Mr. Maher. But you, like Trump said, you could actually convince people to tripwire things. I saw Trump and all those people out promoting the economy yesterday just to fight you. And they barely turned it around, asshole. Delete that. I mean, seriously, man. They barely, beat what you pulled last week with the Federal Reserve and the rest of it. You really want to spearhead pissing on all these people? Stop it. Because I'm no prophet, but I'll tell you this. That's some bad mojo, buddy. And you want all those hurt people on your name, this economy goes belly up, you're not worth 10 cents. I predict you get cancer and die within a year. If you crash this economy, if you help the, because you're a figurehead, Mar, if you keep down this course, I just think God's going to cut you down. I'm not going to hurt you. It's not a threat, son. You're going to pay. Get out of the way. You want to join us? Fine. But if you're with Satan, get out of my way. Get behind me, Satan, in the name of Jesus Christ, Bill Maher. In the name of Jesus Christ, I pray that Bill Maher is struck like Saul of Tarsus on the road to Damascus. And it doesn't just get out of the way, but he finds Christ and repents and finally is fulfilled. It's not too late for you, Bill Maher. Like it wasn't too late for the fictional Darth Vader. You can turn around, but you've got to do it now. Here's Bill Maher talking about Israel.
An enemy out there, and he can put his finger on them.
Okay, since no one's answering my question, I'm going to answer it myself. It's a bull purity test. BDS is a bull purity test by people who want to appear woke but actually slept through history class. It's predicated on this notion. I think it's very shallow thinking that the Jews are in Israel mostly white and the Palestinians are browner, so they must be innocent and correct and the Jews must be wrong. As if the occupation came right out of the blue, that this completely peaceful people found themselves occupied. Forget about the infitadas and the suicide bombings and the rockets and how many wars. And let me read. Omar Barghouti is one of the co-founders of the movement. His quote, "No Palestinian, rational Palestinian, not a sellout Palestinian, will ever accept a Jewish state in Palestine." So that's where that comes from, this movement. Someone who doesn't even want a Jewish state at all. Somehow this side never gets presented in the American media. It's very odd.
Well, I think it's absolutely become one of these litmus tests inside the hard progressive movement now that they need the enemies of Trump and
okay, I went to this late, but then Maher reasonably gets into showing how no one will take Palestinians, including the Muslims, because they always try to overthrow things. We'll come back to that. Then I'm going to give the number out. I want to take your calls on the world, where you see it's going, the attempts to kill the economy, all of this. 877-789-ALEX, 877-789-2539, 877-789-ALEX is the number. Your phone calls coming up, then Will Johnson in studio. Then I'm going to co-host with the great Gerald Celente. But whatever you do, remember, our big super sale is about to end. Finish up with Bill Maher and then play Tlaib, shoot your mouth off. For a long time. But he's saying crash our economy to teach us how to support Trump. And then meanwhile, he's saying don't boycott Israel. Israel's not going anywhere with hundreds of nuclear weapons. I'm not against Israel. It's a diverse group of people. The Islamists would overthrow it and have an endless civil war. But Bill Maher knows a litmus test is pissing on Trump, pissing on America. So you're just as bad as Tlaib. Let's play that last few minutes where he makes really good points that are true. But this isn't just a clock that's broken being right twice a day. Bill Maher knows all this. The guy's sold his soul. Here it is.
Hard progressive movement now that they need the enemies of Trump and before that, the enemies of Bush. They looked at hard progressives looked at Israel as a strong ally for both Trump and for Bush prior to that. And so it's been brewing a long time. This has been coming up into the, you know, sort of percolating up to the progressive left for a long time. And I think you're right. It is largely ahistorical. It does not focus on the fact that there are two players in this dance and two sets of behaviors in this dance you got to look at.
What he said. No, but I do think you're right on the ahistorical part. People don't understand history anymore. I mean, the entire...
Well, shouldn't that come into play? Why aren't we saying it then? I don't get it.
I mean, I think that we explain, you know, I work for the New York Times. You know, we tend to explain the history of the, of this conflict. But I think people, when they see Netanyahu, and, you know, the Democrats in Washington are still really mad about that speech that, remember when John Boehner invited him and sort of went around Obama. Mm-hmm. And they just feel that this administration's been playing.
I mean, Saudi Arabia wouldn't let Jews into the kingdom. I'm not sure they still do.
They don't.
By the way, hit pause. Back it up 10 seconds. That's the whole central point here, is that Mars not telling you Christians aren't allowed in all these places, and they've been pushed out. I mean, the Middle East was Jewish and Christian 1,400 years ago. Now it's 90-something percent Muslim. So we're told, bring all this in, do all this, but then we have all these leftists, including Jews, saying America's bad, the flag's bad, Israel's bad, and then you say Trump's a Nazi because he's supporting Israel surviving. It's a cheap trick, Mar, is what I'm saying. Because the truth is, opposing Trump is opposing Israel existing. Israel's an important ally. Israel's there. It's not going anywhere. Why don't you support Trump? Because you know your audience are dumbasses. And deep down, you know it's wrong. Bill Maher, continue.
Him and sort of went around Obama. And they just feel that this administration's been playing.
I mean, Saudi Arabia wouldn't let Jews into the kingdom. I'm not sure they still do.
They don't.
They don't?
No.
Okay. Isn't that something? I mean, I have a list here of Jews in the Middle East prior to 1948. Morocco, there was 250 to 350,000. These are a little old statistics, but last tally, 2,500. Iraq had 150,000. In 03, they had 34. Tunisia had 100,000, and they had 900. Egypt had 75 to 80,000, then 40. Iran at 150,000, then 9,000. It's not a one-way street here, is it? And Congresswoman Omar has said things like, it's all about the Benjamins. Israel has hypnotized the world. May Allah awaken the people and help them see the evil doings of Israel. She apologized for it, but it's out there. Jews control the world. Jews control the money. Right. I can see why they don't get a hero's welcome.
And it presents a really major challenge for the Democratic Party because...
All right, let's go to break. Now, the truth is the left in Hollywood has been preaching race war and division to take over this country. And now the people in Hollywood have committed against the West, against Israel, against everybody, because they've bet on the Chi-Coms and they've bet on the Islamicists that they'll be racial. And they're going to overrun everybody in that power system to get that world government power. So Israel has been betrayed by leftist Jews. And Bill Maher can't have it both ways, Bill. You can't.
I want them shut down. I want them silenced. I want them muted. I think they are horrible for our society.
Why are they doing this now?
Well, it's a good question as to why they waited this long, but...
Yes, they, exactly.
Yeah. Alex Jones has been banned from Facebook for a long period of time, but now they banned him. They banned his, like, little underling, Paul Joseph Watson.
Now that they kicked them off the platform, that's great for now, but it doesn't roll back the clock.
Well, you have also excesses in the First Amendment and the Second Amendment right now. You know, I don't think that the forefathers said, well, you can say, you know, all sorts of hateful things and spread it around the world, literally spread it through the Internet.
I have no issue with it at all. I want them shut down. I want them silenced. I want them muted. I think they are horrible for our society.
I want them shut down. I want them silenced. I want them muted.
But don't worry. These people aren't terrifying or anything.
Crashing through the lies and disinformation, it's Alex Jones coming to you live from the front lines of the InfoWar.
Attacks are all the same from above, from the side, and from below. Alex Jones isn't real. Alex Jones is lying to you. Alex Jones isn't genuine. Alex Jones is a fraud. Because I've got something none of these globalists and their servants will ever have. I'm as genuine as the day is long. And those that tune into this broadcast that have seen through the enemy's lies, you're genuine. And that's why you know we're genuine. And not just, as Ronald Reagan said, trust but verify. You have seen the fruit of the tree. And you have experienced it. And you have seen how dead on we are. But you're dead on. And I'm not kissing your rump. Good people are so humble, and I've always been so humble as well. It's how I've been able to handle all this. But you got to move past being humble towards being in the fight and using the power you've got. And to use that power, you're going to have to really look yourself up and down and realize how powerful you really are. Because it's only then that the real weapons console that God's given us starts to pop up. And that's why they never want you to get in the game. I can't tell you how many people I know before, as we go to these calls, who used to be amazing, smart people who have like faded away, even when they're young, and turned into like zombies. And they're always into how they're losers and they're not happy and feeling sorry for themselves. And they form collections of people that talk about how they're all losers all day. And you don't feel the spirit of creation amongst those people. We don't want to be those people. And I look at the Scaramucci's of the world who tried to infiltrate Trump, got exposed, got thrown out, and then running around constantly trying to pull down the real man. Because if they could mount that real man's head on the wall, like Pinocchio, they could be a real boy. So I've done 2 hours and 10 minutes of live broadcast. And I'm going to host right into the fourth hour with Gerald Celente today because I've got some questions for him. But as I go to your phone calls, we've talked about so much the last few hours. I mean, the Democrats openly trying to crash the economy, admitting they are. And drag queen pedophile story time, literally teaching oral sex to six-year-olds. I mean, just this stuff is so insane, I can't believe it. And the Journal of JAMA, most respected in the country, saying fluoride lowers IQ in children. Well, yeah, just like a 45 upside the head will kill your ass. It's meant to be done. It's like saying I threw a steak on the grill and it cooked up real tasty. Or I kicked that guy in the teeth and his teeth fell out. And I stomped him in the ribs till he died, coughing up blood. Well, that's what they're supposed to do. That's why, oh, look at this study here. Who would do stuff like this? Who would act like that? People that aren't tuned into God, I'll tell you that right now. Because if you little bullies think you're going to get away with all those IQs and all those people you destroyed, I can assure you that you're an eternal spirit and that your punishment is going to be spending time with people like you. Walled off from us, thrown down a black hole forever. Not a place you probably want to be. You're like, oh, black holes, river. Hey, you looked up in the sky at night, seen where you're at, dumbass? Think all this just happened? Think y'all just fell off a log, fell off the turnip truck yesterday? I'm not telling you what I theorize. I'm telling you what I know. So I would advise all the Satanists and all the rest of you to decamp. To give up. But so many of you are so far gone, you can't. Because that's the thing about Satanism. A stupidness takes these people over. And they think they're smart. That's what's frustrating. And once the devil's got you by the balls and got you by the soul, you're gone. And I just need to learn to cut people loose and not even speak to the enemy. It's just a big loss. It really is. And I know there's some prodigal sons left out there, but let's all just rejoice that we found God and that we're set and we're not perfect, but we're going to try to stay pointed at the right direction and make it out of this. And I've got to remember every day that, you know, I get frustrated by the evil, that I'm not strong enough to defeat it. I'm not strong. God's strong. And the closer we get to God, the closer we get to the strength to do our job. But God, again, is all about free will. You cannot tell God what to do. And God's not going to tell you what to do unless you're willing. You've got to just simply say, I've never said a prayer in my life. It's the time of my earliest memory saying prayers. My parents would put me to sleep at night. And I would cry. And I would envision the starving children. And I would envision all the evil. I would feel it. My connection was so strong. And I would just cry out to God, help me be strong so I can help people. And the enemy knows that you're like that. They know you have a soft heart. So they tell you how you're racist. They tell you how you're evil. They tell you how you're bad. So you'll serve them and evil. Instead of realizing it's God that put that in your heart, not CNN. CNN's playing on those buttons they know you've got. They don't have those switches. People like Anderson Cooper, you can take one look at him. He's a genetic psychotic. He doesn't even have the capability. And so instead of seeing him as an enemy, realize he's nothing but a retarded robot. He's a soulless program. And he won't even know he's in hell. Because the perception of someone with a soul of being cut off from God is a lake of fire. But in Dante's Inferno, the ninth circle is really a frozen ice bed devoid of life forever, and that's really hell. And you don't want to be with them for eternity. Stuart, Chris, Carrie, and others, when we come back, I'm going right to you. Then Will Johnson will continue with calls right through with Gerald Celente today. But we really should rejoice because this planet was built by God as a testing ground. And we're all here. And the fact that we know the truth transcends this whole world and the devil's attempt to destroy us when we were small and weak. Because from the foundations of the earth, Satan, Lucifer, the devil is a failure. Yahweh, Jehovah, Jesus Christ is the King. Of the globalist wishes, in defiance of Hillary, in defiance of the NWO. Thanks to you, we are on air. A literal media Frankenstein. Back from the dead. Alice Cooper bringing us in. Well, I'm about to get rid of the bumper music because it takes up too much of the show.
I'm the kid on the block.
Fun stuff. All right, let's go right to your phone calls. Carrie and Jeff and James and Michael and Jefferson and Carlos and Stuart and Dan. It's open phones. A lot of regular callers, a lot of new callers I see there. Let's go ahead and take a call. Who is up next? I was about to go to a guy about human-animal chimeras. I saw it right there on screen, and then it went down. Oh, it doesn't matter. Let's go ahead and talk to Stuart in West Virginia. You're on the air. Thanks for calling, Stuart.
Hey, Alex, thanks for taking the call. You focusing on Bill Maher's call that a recession would be a good thing because it would take out Trump, focusing on that is very important. I'll tell you why. I'm a Harvard MBA. I've got 20 years of serious government finance analysis, and the situation is not good. A recession at this point would almost categorically result in a depression.
But let's be clear, from my intel, a worldwide depression.
Yep, it would definitely, you know, result in that as well. But we're, you know, this thing would spin out of control so fast, and it would go to places where we've never been before. There's really no way to properly model it to forecast exactly what the implications would be, but they would be horrific. I mean, this guy Marr, I don't know what his credentials are, what his education is, but it's very clear to me he doesn't know the first thing about the economy. He doesn't know the first thing about money. He doesn't know the first thing about fiscal policy.
Well, even some leftist publications are saying what Bill Maher's doing is very dangerous, and he's just the spokesman for the former Federal Reserve heads, as you know, that are trying to kill their recovery, which is, you're right, things are so dangerous. We either massively expand or we massively contract, and it's a damned if you do, damned if you don't. But why don't you, from your own research, give us why this attempt to crash the economy is so dangerous?
Well, when you've got $23 trillion in debt that's exploding right now, and it's exploding because the socialist policies, the cost of the socialist policies that have been put into place over the past several decades.
That's right, and Trump's trying to innovate and blast our way out because it's our only hope.
Exactly. I mean, that's why when he comes up with ideas, for example, that you have to kind of show some kind of financial independence if you want to come into the country, that's just a small example of the types of things that need to be done. You can't have social...
Well, sure, that's Cloward and Piven. If they can bring in 20 million more people to have anchor babies and get stuff free, we're done.
Totally agreed. The thing that people really don't focus on, and they should, are the unfunded contingent liabilities, which, again, they're so massive that you can only talk about them in a range.
Sure, you're talking about the comprehensive financial reports and all the real problems. And so if we don't massively innovate and expand, we're done. If we go into a depressionary system, the debts are so huge that it's just impossible to even imagine curtailing it, right?
That's it. You can't get out. You can't crawl out of the hole, the fiscal hole that would be created at this time by a depression. And then when you add all of the kind of social consequences, the social unrest, the people really getting, I mean, they will become just infuriated.
Oh, if you think, like Joe Rogan said last week, I can't drive down the road. It's like zombie hordes in L.A. I was there, too. It's homeless everywhere. Imagine a real depression when we had 90% of people in 1929 were self-sufficient and rural and 10% city. Now we're 90% urban, 10% rural, and only half the rural is self-sufficient. So 5% self-sufficient versus 90. Can you say time bomb?
Well, exactly. I mean, you've got huge supply chain implications here, getting food to people, trying to keep the unrest under control. So this fool, you know, he's obviously not an idiot, but Marr,
I was about to say, you say a fool, though. This is all part of the revolution. You're a fool if you're not psychotic and don't want to see Rome burn, but if you do...
Yeah, I mean, this guy, he's playing with nuclear dominoes. He's got no idea what he's toying around with here, because he's doing this for his own ratings. He's doing this for his own income.
That's right. And all these Republicans criticizing Trump for ramping up spending, it's over, folks. This is the only way we have now. I've looked at every angle. This is all we have at this point. And Trump is taking the best course of a bunch of bad courses we've got.
That's exactly it. Okay, so we're running $1.5 trillion deficit this year. The fact is that if we weren't running that $1.5 trillion deficit, we would slip into recession by definition, which again could lead to depression.
And then we'll lose our credit rating, and then we'll lose the dollar, and then we're F-U, you know what.
That's it. And so he's got to do it. He's got no choice. And he's hoping that he can kind of kickstart something bigger by running this deficit spending. But, you know, there's a thing called multiplier effects. The total amount of spending that's kind of ginned up by this $1.5 trillion government deficit, it's really closer to $3.5 trillion that's flowing in.
Well, and let's expand. And by the way, I've said for 5 years I'm going to start the show. It's going to start soon with the best callers doing a roundtable. I promise it's coming soon. I keep having emergencies, haven't done it. Let's get this guy's name and number. I can tell he's super smart and have him on as a guest if you want. But just expanding on this, let's not forget China's way devaluing faster than us, so we're in a global economy. So even if we didn't want to do this, everybody's doing it, so we don't have a choice. I mean, I'm sorry, that's the way this is. Do you agree with that?
Vacuum. Yeah, we're not in a vacuum. We're in a global economy that's hyper competitive right now, and our workers are under attack. And so he's just got to do this. He's got to do the things he's doing.
So you're saying, as a Harvard Business School guy that knows the facts, you're saying Trump's on the only course he could take. You think Trump's on the best course, or is there a better course?
I think he's on the course that's viable at this time. He's doing what he can at this time, particularly given all of the kind of political blowback that he gets when he, tries to do anything. So he's probably pushing it as much as he can right now. But he has no choice. And so people who think, these deficits are terrible. Sure, they're terrible. The debt is terrible. But without that, you've
got... But us defaulting on the debt and everything shutting down is a lot worse. We're talking tanks in the streets.
That's it, because you can't get out of it. There's a point when probably the most important factor right now is the
dollar. No, you're right. We've passed the point of no return.
That's it. If you lose the dollar at this point, if you go into a hyperinflationary scenario because the dollar just tanks, then it is just all bets are off.
Oh, you just said it. As Trump says, we have the best dollar thing. We look the best of a lot of bad stuff happening. And as long as we're in the pole position going into this World War IV that's going to be economic and cultural, we'll come out on top just like World War II. But if we lose the dollar and if we lose the engine going, if it sputters and conks out, we are done.
That's it. It's how do you restart it? The battery's dead. So you try to turn on the ignition to restart the economy, and it doesn't work. It's not going to work.
Well, you're amazing. You're dead on. So give us your info. Put you on hold. I want to get you on as a guest. Amazing call. So many great people calling here. Okay, coming in, you got Will Johnson, and we'll take your calls with Will Johnson right in the next hour.
Listening to an InfoWars.com frontline report. If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance.
Oh, we're all definitely riders on the storm. Thought about starting a new podcast called Riders on the Storm. To this world we're born. To this world we're thrown.
Riders on the storm.
Like a dog without a bone.
Into this house we're born.
To this world we're thrown.
Into this world we're thrown. Like a dog without a bone and actor out alone.
The best part of the song by this great poet is, if you give this man a ride, sweet Lord, we're all gonna die. Right here.
His brain is squirming like a toad. Take a long holiday,
let your children play.
Let your children play.
Because if you give this man a ride.
If you give this man a ride.
If you give the Chi-Coms a ride or the left a ride, baby, we know where that train goes.
Yeah.
And it goes right into hell. All right, I promised to go to all these calls. I spent a whole segment with the last caller. You can tell that guy really was a smart guy. He's probably sitting on $100 million sitting there in West Virginia. He knows to get out of the you-know-what. There's a whole valley in West Virginia, thousands of square miles, where no cell phones are allowed by the U.S. government and no radio towers. And do you know all the rich people live there? I wonder if that guy lives there. Because I know if I was a selfish SOB, I'd be hightailing it to that. What was that New York Times headline? The place where there are no cell phones. Will Johnson's riding a shotgun with myself and Gerald Celente right into the next hour. We're going to go to Philip and Chris and Chase the Patriot and everybody that's holding. We respect you. We appreciate you. But I do take a long time with calls. But Will, you've got some Antifa news to talk about. You were there for that historic event on Saturday, started by Joe Biggs and the Proud Boys. You're not an arrogant guy, but you're just as well spoken as any of them. I wish you'd have been right up front. I kept saying, get up front. We're like, well, I'll just be back here. But you did some great jobs with Harrison Smith reporting. And then all the footage after you guys left of Antifa just attacking random children, women. I mean, if they were typecasting cowardly scumbags, they couldn't come up with a group worse. I mean, it's just when you see them attacking some little girl with a taser for no reason, you're like, they're attacking children?
Right.
And then all the corporate media except AP, I've got it here somewhere on the stack. I'll try to find it. I'm going to show it yesterday. Everybody but AP said that you guys were violent, but AP actually got it right and said, no, The right wingers were nice. It was the left that did all the violence.
Yeah, you know, the whole idea of this, to my understanding, was to go to have the event and not be violent, not to get into conflict, and not fight. And what took place was that we went, we marched over to the park, and then after the park, we did our thing, and then we left. And after we left, that's when all the violence took place. It was just like the last time I was in Portland.
AP said they were just randomly attacked. I'm so angry right now.
Yeah, it's the same thing. When we were there last time, the police department did a fantastic job. And the only reason why I believe that the police department did what they did this time because President Trump tweeted about it. When President Trump tweeted about it, that's when the officials in the city decided to get off their lazy butts and do their job. And because of that, as a result, again, Antifa could not get to us. They could not touch us. So what did they do? Antifa started attacking the police department, again, the conflict with the police department. The police department flashbanged them, tear gas. And then, of course, the liberal media said that we incited the violence, and we weren't even there.
Here's the thing. Here's AP. This is incredible. See, you're right. NBC, ABC, CNN, they all said you guys did it. Antifa causes disturbances long after most Proud Boys leave. And that's, again, not just Washington Examiner. Let me find my AP, because I know AP ran the same headline. I mean, that is just incredible that AP finally actually told the truth. Why do you think they did that?
Well, I mean, you know what? If you look at the footage from all of the feeds that were out there, I had footage out there. My feed was out there. And you cannot ignore the truth. I mean, they have this whole thing where they keep pushing out this narrative, but there's no footage to back it up. There's nothing to prove what they're saying. Even the mayor, Ted Wheeler, came out after the fact saying that, you know, white people are coming out and they're attacking people of color, which is a total lie.
Oh, look at this flyer they put up. Be safe. White supremacists are coming to attack you if you're not white. Get prepared. I mean, it's all a lie.
It is a lie. Well, you know what?
Well, let's just be honest, because I don't do the liberal thing that a lot of right-wingers and conservatives do. But, I mean, it almost gets sicky sweet when you're not white at a Trump event. How much folks want to show they're not racist. It becomes almost embarrassing, all the sappiness of it, compared to the videos we have of them calling black cops the N-word, Antifa calling the N-word.
Yeah, even talking about the black cops calling black cops sellouts. I mean, seriously, here it is, a black police officer stands up to do the right thing to protect the American people, and they call him a sellout for doing such a thing? What kind of mindset do these people have to say such a thing? I mean, I love this country. I love everything that has been happening for me, and then you get these people to call me a sellout because I love America, because I want to stand with the president, because I don't call white people demons or white people racist. I mean, I'm called a sellout because I see the truth and I'll talk about the truth. And because when I address these Antifa members and I address these leftist members for what they truly are, they get upset with me because I'm calling it out. Stop doing the craziness and I'll stop talking about it. But they can't do it because they have an agenda. Their journey in this craziness world that we're living in this crazy world that we're living in, their journey is to destroy and destruction because they get the orders from Satan.
Everybody knows that now. So let me ask you, we'll play the mayor clip. You've got it queued up, and I'm going to ask you. I don't want to be mean because I don't want to make this some liberal thing about race, but they keep saying all the white people are racist. When you go to these events, 95%, correct me if I'm wrong, of Antifa are white. Then I saw that photo. Paul Watson tweeted it like yesterday. Go see if you can find it. I always make the crew do something last minute. But he had these photos of a few people in wheelchairs and one black dude, and then like 500 white people in masks, but you see their white faces. It's literally white people that you talk about being the savior of white people. I just think whoever you are, work hard, live. I don't give a damn what color you are. If you're into freedom, I love you. You know, I don't invite people over to my house because what color they are. I invite them over because I like them. I don't go to a restaurant because what color the owners are. I go there because the damn food's good. I don't listen to Jimi Hendrix because he's black. The music sounds great. Mm-hmm. But I see them. They're almost all white.
There's a clip on Infowars.com right now, and I can't remember the name of the clip, but the beginning of the clip, if I was not mistaken, it was the Communist News Network that came out and said that majority of the Antifa members are black.
Oh, which I
is
saw
a
that.
Total
they,
lie.
They said Antifa is an African American
yes,
movement.
Yes, a total lie. And then when they put that lie out there, people run with it. And it's on Infowars.com right now. The beginning of that clip, it says it. And then what happens, because people are so easily manipulated, they take that in. Maybe because they're dressed in all black, that's where they're getting it from. And the whole point is Antifa supposed to be coming out attacking the American people, attacking white supremacists, which is a total lie. people that support President Trump are not white supremacists.
But again, the literally, well, agree with me or disagree, what, 95%? I've never seen such a
No, it's you know what? It is it's at least 95%. It's very small number of black people. And the black people, every time I go to these rallies, the black people that are there, they have on BLM T-shirts. So it is always BLM,
which
Antifa. Yeah, BLM, Antifa, and of course, BAM, and all these other hateful anti-American groups, they all show up together to fight
against
us. 'Cause
you'll have like 500 white people and like two Hispanics and three blacks.
Yeah. Yeah. But then when you look at Trump supporters on our side, the diversity is so much more.
And it's growing.
And it's growing. Because you know what? President Trump put a tweet out there real quick. I'm going to say this. President Trump put a tweet out there. And I really love President Trump's tweets. And I don't want him to stop. And I know a lot of people don't like him, but he put a tweet out there.
Oh, yeah, more.
And
they want him to stop whatever's effective.
Yes, yes, yes. And I put a thing out there. I said, you know what? The black people in America are standing behind President Trump. It caused a Twitter storm under President Trump because they don't like it.
The numbers show that.
Yeah, but and yeah. Well, see, if you go to Google, which is hiding information, they put out 9% of their black Americans in this country. They say 9% supports President Trump. But if you go over to Bing, it'll show the correct number. And I don't even think that number is correct. It says 36%.
Yeah, it's a 36%.
I think it's actually more than that.
That's got to scare the hell out of
me. That's the very reason why they're calling him racist.
No Republicans ever got above 12.
That's the reason why they call him racist. Every time you have someone white that does something positive for black people, what does the left do? They call them racist because they got to bring black people back to the plantation. That is the goal.
Well, that's
that is
they
agenda.
Don't want anybody to believe in the American dream.
No, of course not.
Victims. Your phone calls are coming up. We'll play that clip with the mayor. Don't worry, we got a whole another hour coming up with Gerald Celente. We'll get to every call that holds. Or Will can punch me in the face. We'll be right back. Stay with us. Co-hosting with Will Johnson, myself, Alex Jones, and Gerald Celente in the next hour. We'll get to every one of these 15 calls. I've only gotten to one so far, and I apologize. We got a lot of stuff going on behind the scenes. Will Johnson came here, and he said, listen, the crew's mad at you. You've not plugged one time today, and then when you plug a couple times an hour, we get the funding. You got to plug. Hey, we're ending this big super special in the next few days. It's an extension of the other sale, but a lot of things had to get taken off because they were selling out. World Awakens Mega Sale, 50-60% off, free shipping, double Patriot points, Ultimate Krill Oil back in stock, Brain Force Plus, Knockout, Bodies, Turbo Force, all 50% off. Yeah, it takes a lot of money to run this operation. We don't have any big globalist sugar daddies funding us, so take action there. But whatever you do, just pray for us and spread the word. But yeah, we need the funding. And Will Johnson is starting his own show soon. It's his own independent show, but we're going to be helping him out with that. He's moved to Austin, Texas. That starts coming up in September. A lot of other stuff going on I can't tell you about, but you wanted to briefly talk about Turbo Force.
Yeah, so last week I had the honor and privilege to host your show, and I had Turbo Force, and I had my orange shoes, and I put it inside, and I shook it up really good, and I was drinking it online. And you know what? The experience with the Turbo Force online, or not even just online, the experience with Turbo Force in orange shoes is so different. A lot of people just take it and put it in water, and they never thought about putting it in orange shoes, or they never thought about putting it in hot water and sipping it like tea.
It like activates it.
Yes, it's completely different. So the orange juice, it like intensifies the taste. It almost adds
it's
like
acid.
Adding energy.
We add acids to a lot of our products to boost the actual stuff. So let me tell you, we went And we went to four different companies, and then I went to this top sports nutritionist, and he was afraid of us, so he wouldn't put his name on it, but he's the guy, he's the big guru. And he said, I said, most people put like, you know, in a $20 package or a $50 package, maybe 10% of it's the cost. He said, yeah. I said, if you wanted to build the strongest, best thing with the amino acids, the vitamins, the minerals, and five different types of energy that was spaced out, that's what he proposed, you know, what would you do? And he said this. And so this is clean, long energy where you don't get the crash.
That's exactly what it is. And when I put it in orange juice for the first time, I was actually traveling from California to Texas, and I was absolutely tired. And once I did that, it was just I was able to go another 8 hours and not have the crash and not have the grogginess and the drowsiness at all after the fact. It boosted the orange juice.
That's what we set out to do.
So wonderful.
I like energy drinks and stuff, but they 4 hours later, you feel like you got killed.
But you know what? I'm not talking about it just so people will buy it. I'm talking about it because it's my personal experience.
And you discovered the orange juice.
Yes. Because I said
orange juice is very acidic. It's got a bunch of acid.
And you know, it's like it brightens the orange juice up. I can't really explain it. You have to buy it and try it yourself to understand. If you have a packet, you hadn't tried it, you've got to try it. I'm almost addicted to it because it's so good. It's not that it's like, wow, what is this? But it is. It is wow. I can't believe that.
Well, I mean,
I'm going to tell you this. I'm surprised InfoWars doesn't have orange juice with Turbo Force already in it. I mean, because I'm... I'm telling you,
you
I'm
discovered
doing
it.
Every
Owen
time.
Thought of the tea. You thought of this, but listen, we've confirmed some big athletes are using it, but they're scared to actually because some of them are top people. Because folks know I don't BS, so they know our long term energy formula is. I mean, Turbo Force is amazing. I mean, I'll just be honest with people. It's kind of embarrassing. One reason I'm in financial trouble. We're doing okay. Was that I set out with the same top company in the U.S. We don't say their name because they get attacked and threatened. I said, I want the strongest AM, PM, 13 pills, 7 different formulas. I want the strongest, best you've got. And then I bought $1 million worth of it to get the price down. But still, there's $25 per box of product for 8-pack Power Stack. Well, people... don't even want to pay, you know, $40 for it. We make $15, $20. So it's this crisis point where I really think you want the best stuff there is. We really do it. And then people can't believe it. I'm telling you, there's no other long-term sports enhancement, energy, 10-hour. You could call it 10-hour energy. I mean, really, that's what Turbo Force is the best the industry could come up with.
You know what?
I have so much energy, I can't even
If you're a truck driver, I don't know why you wouldn't be drinking Turbo Force. If you're studying and cramming for schools, exams, I don't know why you would not be taking Turbo Force. Turbo Force is that energy without all the other extra stuff that they pass out that you don't and you shouldn't be taking.
Well, they put cheap stuff in there because you get a big, huge...
Exactly, but Turbo Force is so natural.
They add chemicals to make you... It's not the tobacco, even. They add chemicals to make you want more. That's the same thing with energy drinks. They only want to work 3-4 hours. We have clean stuff. 10 hours is the average. 10 hours of energy.
I believe
and then
it.
After you're done, now, I can't take any stimulant because I want to kill people. But but the point is...
You already have a lot of energy. I mean, the energy flowing through you, we could probably bottle that and come filthy rich off of it.
Well, you're a sweetheart to say that. But the point is, I'm glad we did this long plug. I want to go some phone calls. But thank you for the plug for Turbo Force. I'm glad you thought of this orange juice thing because I was thinking, we pay a lot of money for patented special acids that we put in a product so the body can absorb it. And so sometimes, take some of the new products we're selling, half the cost is the proprietary patented acid because it's all acid. And I'm thinking, wait a minute, orange juice is an incredibly psychoactive. Like back in the day, everybody knows if you've taken acid, you know, LSD 25, you drink orange juice, it kicks back in again for a few hours. Or if you've taken psilocybin mushrooms, and I don't know, not that I've ever done that, I just read about it, but I don't know, I don't know how in the world why I didn't think of that. So what do the orange juice do? It just Turbo Forces the turbo?
Oh, you know what? Because I don't just down the orange juice. I sip it, and it lasts, you keep saying 10 hours, but if you just keep sipping the orange juice, it'll last a good 16 hours. I was traveling from here, and it's a 3-day drive, or 2 days if you don't stop. But it's, so traveling from California to Texas, I was drinking it. I kept going and going and going. I didn't even feel
groggy. Did any of us tell you that was what it was designed for? Was like one's quick acting, next is medium, next is slow, next is really slow, and the last one's like super slow?
This just drags it on, and it's not bad, which is amazing about it. It's not like you take these energy drinks or these pills that they have out there on the market. It's complete opposite.
Oh, they got
opposite.
Stuff at the gas station.
But it's complete opposite. I mean, it's complete opposite. And, you know, I've had so many people come up to me and said, Will, I tried it with the orange juice, and I love it. I had so many people this past weekend tell me that. I love it with the orange juice. And they were like, man, I had no idea.
But think about it. It's well known that, again, I'm not into drugs. I'm not into stuff. But I did a few things in high school. And everybody's like, well, when you take LSD, drink the orange juice, it hits you again. And fine, I won't lie. I took LSD in high school. Do not take it, folks. But I'm saying you drink the orange juice, it hits you again. So what is it in the orange juice that does it?
Laughing. They're laughing in it.
Fingers across. Never did that. Never did anything. It's all lies.
I know. I think, you know what? I think orange juice, a lot of times when I get on an airplane, I'll drink orange juice, And I've noticed every time I get right before I get on the airplane, I'll buy orange juice and I'll just drink that while I'm on the airplane. I always get like a cup of ice when they come around and ask you for your drink. I get orange juice and I've yet to get sick after being on the airplane.
Oh, Linus Pauling
doing it.
Yeah,
so I do that. But I mean,
and again, it's not just that it has high vitamin C. The acids, what Linus Pauling said, it's oranges.
Yes.
Because he said it passes into the cells better with the acid.
Yeah. And with the Turbo Force, I mean, it's like the missing ingredient. I mean, seriously, Turbo Force is the missing ingredient in the orange juice. And I mean, just I'm addicted to it.
So how much stronger is Turbo Force with the orange juice?
On a scale of 1 to 10, I would probably say 7. I mean, it's wonderful.
Okay, well, I can't even take Turbo
Force. I mean, if you ever just sip it, just taste, just to try it.
Well,
just
I'd be running around here foaming at the mouth.
You know what? I believe you.
I've taken it a few times.
I believe you. I believe you. Seriously,
I can't handle it.
I believe you. Because for everyone who doesn't know, when Alex is not here on the set, he's the same offset. He's so much energy, and he's always going. I mean, it's true. I've seen him go across, you know, from building to building, from different facilities, and you're always going. It's like you're always busy. You're always thinking. You're always on it. And I'm not doing that to, like, talk you up or anything. It's the true fact.
Well,
you're just going.
Here's the thing. If they weren't on my ass, I'd be fishing. I wouldn't be. They're after us, Will. These are
I
bad people.
It. You know
so
what?
We're in a fight.
Why are they after you?
I've seen you out. When you're in a fight, you got some energy, right?
Well, but why are they after you? Because you've been telling the truth 20-plus years, and they can't have someone coming along telling the truth. You're going against the narrative. You're fighting the system. You're fighting the system that they want to create by controlling all of us. You can't have someone that's making so much noise doing that. Come on,
well,
think about it.
It's not just me. It's all the guests.
But folks about your new website
that's about to be updated.
Okay, so the new website right now is firepowernews.com. You can go to sign up for the newsletter right now. More updates will be coming along. If you sign up for the newsletter,
yeah, the show's
going to start
the next
month. Yes, firepowernews.com next month in September. I didn't put a date on there because I want to make sure that we have everything in order. So when we do come out with it, when we do finally have the date, you'll be able to see it. And you'll be able to go to it. We're going to engage. We're going to have guests. We're going to do some
creative
things.
I like how you do focus groups.
Yes, we're going to have. So one of the things is at the end of the week, if possible, I'm going to have a roundtable discussion about the different events that took place that week.
Beautiful. Well, I'm very excited. All right, I apologize. In fact, they don't call for this. They want to talk. But every caller holding, we're going to get to you all, gives a free T-shirt. Just get the addresses now, and then let John, who's our affiliates guy, but a great call. He's not a screener, but he gets your calls lined up. We need to get him to get back to work. We're going to go to your calls, I promise.
The answer to 1984 is 1776. You're listening to the Alex Jones Show.
It's all theater, man. My name's not even Alex Jones. I work for Israel. I never broke people's neck with my bare hands, salt off. We never got Trump elected. It's all lies. Never talked to Robert Plant where he said this is a Christian song and that he hates people that say it's about Satan. Though I did talk to him in Austin, Texas on Mary Street. He told me that more than 10 years ago. That's how crazy the real universe is. Truth is so much stranger than fiction. Your phone calls are coming up in a moment. But first, Stairway to Heaven. Shadows taller than our souls. There was a lady we all know. She shines white light, and once it shows, right here. How heavy that is. You don't want your shadow to be taller than your soul when you get judged. Will Johnson, we got to go to the calls. We got Gerald Celente coming up. We're loaded for bear here. But I don't know how anybody could think of a more epic time to be alive right now. How would you describe this time in history right now?
It's epic. It's biblical. We're seeing things unfold, what's written in the Bible, and a lot of people want to ignore it. I think we're on the verge. I mean, you know what? I like looking at it like this. The Earth is like the Death Star, and you have the evil one trying to control it and trying to control all of us, and you have the rebellion fighting against all of it. And we just happen to have a decent president in the office right now, and they can't stand it. They want to do a coup against this man. They want to bring prostitutes against this man. They want to call this man a
That's right. Instead of blowing the Death Star up, we ran a coup and like took over the leadership of it.
Yeah. That's what. But you know what? They want to take it and become completely evil. They want to have children observing grown men shaking their tutu in front of them.
Have you seen the new thing? Where the new drag queen story time, they tell six-year-olds how to get blowjobs?
I did not see that. See, that just infuriates me. I mean, it's sickening. I mean, so then you have the left going like, oh, this is wonderful. You're so brave. You're just being loving. It's all love. What kind of mindset? The times we're, you know what, it represents the times that we're living in. I truly believe, and I'm not talking about the day or the hour, I truly believe that we are living in the end times. We're seeing the events take place like a mother with birth pains. We're seeing it. We're experiencing it. We're living it. It is an amazing time to be alive to see this. No one expected this to happen. I mean, at least I didn't. When I was younger, when I was growing up in grade school, they wouldn't tell me if you feel like something else, you can be that. I was always told by black teachers, white teachers, be happy of who you are. But now there's this whole thing to change and indoctrinate the young generation to be something that they're not. And you know what? How we always say it's going to get worse. It's going to get worse. It is going to get worse because the indoctrination that they're doing on our children today, they're the ones who are going to grow up and they're going to be militant, they're going to be violent, and they're going to be calling us hateful and bigoted because they're going to say it's always been this way.
You said something really heavy right there. Repeat what you said about a minute ago.
About the children indoctrinate us when they're the generation today.
Now, you said something before that. I was going to interrupt. I always interrupt because I forget the thing I was going to say, but you said something really.
I don't know. I was going with the flow. I was going with the flow because, I mean, we're living in the biblical times. We're living it. We're seeing it. It's happening right before our eyes. And if we don't recognize it, and you know what? President Trump was put in place because of our prayers, and God answered our prayers.
That's right. We summoned Trump.
Yes. God answered our prayers to put President Trump in place. He's not a perfect man.
By the way, I've talked to Trump and others. Trump will say, he's like, I'm different. Something took me over. And he's not just saying it. He stood in the office. He's a real Christian now. Before, he didn't hate God, but Trump's been taken over.
I believe it. And with the prayers of people and preachers laying hands on them.
Well, the Holy Spirit.
Yeah. And preachers are laying hands on them and they're praying for them in the name of Jesus. And they can't stand it. When they say in the name of Jesus, you know what? It's like they say in the name of Jesus, they hate that. And then when they say Alex Jones, they hate that. It's amazing how they hate people who's bringing truth. We're flawed people.
Well,
I'm just saying, but you know what I'm saying? But you say Donald Trump, they hate it too. Even Donald Trump.
Till the day I die. Well, that's not really true, folks. We're here in the quickening. I won't get to get what I'm after. And what our ancestors didn't know, we're about to learn. Carol Salente's taking over with us and your phone calls. We're going to your calls right now, though. But, Will, I don't want to create some messianic thing, but what's happening with Trump, with every listener, every viewer that loves God, loves justice, is messianic. It's saying no to the devilish world government, pedophile, demonic, radical Islam system. And you were using an analogy of Dune, which is a adaptation of the book. The book's even more powerful, very esoteric, very deep by Frank Herbert. But obviously, David Lynch, who's a great director, been on the show before, big listener. I'm not tooting my horn, it's just true. David Lynch kind of remade it, but they added where the word, they have the sound canon. But when they say certain words, it's even more powerful.
Yeah.
I'm saying we should do a meme of that.
Yes, we're saying Alex Jones. And then they're just going, Alex Jones. I mean, because
but you were saying they built that.
But yes,
they made it messianic, saying you can't say the name.
Yes,
you can't, I mean, that's.
But that's exactly
that's
what that's exactly what they did to you.
So
that's
what
exactly
do you think they're thinking,
doing?
Though? I think they think they're so powerful with AI that that's not going
to
matter.
Well, they think that because they can tell the American people not to say certain things. It's almost like telling people not to eat out of the cookie jar. Don't eat out of the cookie jar. Don't eat that last cookie. And guess what? We're going to eat the last cookie. Don't say Alex Jones. Guess what? More people are saying Alex Jones. More people are recognizing. I went up here to Portland, and there were so many people. Alex Jones, Alex Jones, Alex Jones.
But enough about it. But why do you think they misstepped like this with Zuckerberg 3 months ago saying you will not say his name unless it's negative and you will not say InfoWars unless it's disparaging? I mean, that is cult level.
They believe that the American people
are so... And they blur out pictures of me now.
They believe that the American people are so dumbed down that they're just going to follow suit. That's what it comes down to. The American people don't understand. That's what they believe. We can control the American people by putting out the memes that we want. We can control the American people by putting out the news reports that we want.
But some people say that's a setup. There wasn't a setup. Evil almost paves the way for good is how it works. It doesn't even know when it's doing this stuff.
Yeah, well, by them trying to demonize you, it's only going to spark more interest for the American people to find out, okay, what is it that they're saying? The American people aren't dumb. They believe that the American people are dumb, but they're not. But see, their goal is to keep lying and put out these lies. For example, right now, the biggest thing is trying to paint President Trump as a white supremacist, or he's a white supremacist sympathizer, when everyone knows it's not true. But they keep repeating it.
What they're saying is, if you support him, we're going to say that. We'll get to the economy coming up, but let's go to calls right now. Yes. You're on fire, Will Johnson. That's why you're doing your own show soon. We got On Fire, In Fuego, Gerald Celente, Trent Forecaster coming up. Let's go ahead and talk to another caller here. All these calls are talking about me. Fear of spreading links, censorship information, firewall. Chris in Washington, you're on the air.
Hey, good afternoon, Alex. How you doing, Will?
Good. Thanks for holding.
Thank you. You know, that's one thing that I wanted to do is talk about the fear of censorship. But can I do a plug really quick about your brain force?
Sure.
It's not just for adults. I'll tell you, my daughter, she's going into junior high school this year. I started her on it last year, and her grades have went up, and she feels better when she has her brain force. Every day she's like, oh, Dad, I forgot my brain force. So I just want to let people know that it's not just for adults. It's good for kids, too.
Well, we looked at the most powerful formulas 5 years ago, and they were marked up 7 times. We just marked it up 150%. So it is... not a clone. It's even better than at the time, the best-selling supplement in the country. So I don't reinvent wheels. I just go out and whatever's the best, I clone it, make it better, cut the price. So thank you, sir.
Thank you. And so getting to my point about the fear of censorship, and, you know, I'll tell you, I have a few of your shirts, and I get a lot more response when I'm out there one-to-one talking to somebody, just wearing a tyranny response shirt or a tank man shirt or... You know, I get a more response when I'm out there talking to people. People are afraid to post things online. They're afraid to even share the link because of how far and how big of a reach that they're seeing with the Google censorship and the Apple the entire censorship, Facebook, Zuckerberg, the entire nine yards. I mean, I literally have had people say, hey, I just got to be up here in the woods, and if something happens, something happens. And I'm like, that's the wrong approach.
Oh, yeah, they want to get you paralyzed. Instead of worrying about being censored, create your own site, promote that. But getting back to InfoWars as a logo or a signet or a symbol, a standard, make your own InfoWars, whatever. Experience how 9 times out of 10 it's going to be positive instead of negative, and know that exercising it in the third dimension is like we sell high-quality digital TV antennas, because I said, I want to order a bunch of these, because a year ago, I'm sitting there, our cable's out, I plug one in, I'm getting hundreds of channels in Austin, dozens of small towns, and it's all these old cool shows, but TV wasn't watching me. I was watching TV, and so I think it's the same way of like going out in public, wearing a TV, a website, that is outside of Google's control. That's an amazing point, Chris. So what are you getting at, saying more people should do this?
People should do that. Yep, it's the only way. I mean, at this point, we're at that point where we need human interaction again. We need to, you know, get off the think that, you know, there's a lot of power with the internet, but we need to get out there and start talking to people.
Well, brother, I'm not just saying this. I never told this story today, and I meant to tell it. We got Gerald Celente coming up, so I can't tell it. It was too incredible. 5 a.m. I'm in bed. I turn my evil cell phone off. It's really a door into my house at night when I go to sleep. So at 5 a.m., there's light on the ceiling, and over on the dresser, the phone's on. And I go, wait, I turned that off. So I was, as sober as a Jaybird, when I turn that thing off, I get up, I go over, someone's typing, they're in my contacts, they're calling people, they've been on my phone for like an hour. It was hacked today. I had it happen one other time. It happened to Derek McBrain too once. Mm. And I couldn't turn it off. It would say wrong passcode. So I had a Faraday bag. I went through it in it, and that stopped it. But I'd get it back out, could turn it off. They got jumped right back in. So this is a two-way door, like a Palantine in Lord of the Rings you bring in your house. But I got on my knees at about 6 a.m. after this happened. I said, God, what's the most important thing? And it was just, it was very clear. It was like, expose the Chinese communist social score, expose the mark of the beast, the digital system, the dehumanization, and get off the phones. Put them away. And I didn't have the phone today because they were going to fix it, and I was constantly for my phone to send messages to communicate. I could have done it any other way, on a landline or in person. But we're all losing our souls to these things, and it's this two-way dimensional gate where whoever was on it, because let me tell you, they were in my contacts, they were calling China, because there's a lot of reasons for that, because if they can make your phone call something illegal, then they can start an investigation. Who knows? They were trying to plant Lord knows what, Will Johnson.
No, you know what? They have the app on there telling you how much FaceTime you have on this device now. So they tell you, you know, they're recording all of that. So all of that information, all that data, because data is like the most expensive.
Money.
It is the most consumed thing that they're consuming.
We're
right
under
now.
Slavery to these things.
Yeah, exactly, because people feel naked without it. You can't communicate with the world, and it's a form of control. And then when they take you off these socialist media platforms, then you feel like you're disconnected from the world. And sometimes that's a great thing. When I go camping, I take all of the cell phones and I put them in a box.
I was about to say, so they threatened all us, we'll take this away, but it was really a threat to everybody else.
No, exactly. Because they've gotten it to a point to where we're all almost like we're dependent on these things.
And again, it's just dopamine. We're constantly clicking on it. We get used to it. You spend more time with the phone than you do with your children. Chris, great points. God bless you. And I spent another segment with that caller, and we got more calls. But hey, Gerald Celente's coming up. Everybody that's been holding, it's a free T-shirt. If you choose to hang up, let us know. You're free to hear, but I will try to get to everybody in this hour. I'm trying to be good about this, and I appreciate you. Will Johnson's here. We have Gerald Celente, who is about to be joining us. And I've got some questions for him about damned if you do, damned if you don't in this economy. What is Trump supposed to do when the whole world's devaluing its currencies? I get it's a bad road, but the other road is we lose the dollar's dominance. Everything falls apart as well. We'll talk about that with Gerald Celente of TrendsResearch.com. And he loves taking your calls. We'll take some phone calls as well. But we've got to be quick with the callers because we'll never get to Dan and Carlos and Ronnie and Colin and Jefferson and Chase the Patriot and Jeff and Brian and Michael if we do that. Please don't forget the websites are NewsWars.com, InfoWars.com, and, of course, PrisonPlanet.com. We'll be back on the other side. Please tell folks about the live broadcast. It's the only way we break through the electronic Berlin Wall. You aren't just central. You're critical. Please help us win the war against the globalists. Spread the word now.
Crashing through the lies and disinformation, it's Alex Jones.
History is being made right now. Incredible things are happening. And yeah, we're sitting on top of a ton of dynamite. It's dangerous as hell. But at least we're awake trying to figure out what's going on instead of the general public that's sitting there in La La Land. Will Johnson rides shotgun. Gerald Celente hosts at least once a week. He does his own show as well. TrendsResearch.com. Be sure and check it out. Gerald, you've got a lot to cover about what's happening in the world. And I want to go to some phone calls too, which you're happy to do. But look, What else can Trump do? He's standing up to China in one-sided deals. He's trying to get industry back. He's being blocked. The private Federal Reserve's openly trying to change policies they gave Obama. They're taking away from Trump. I get they're inflationary. I get they're bubbleistic. But we're damned if we do. We're damned if we don't. And, you know, you yourself have said that, you know, you like how Trump stood up against China. What is the third way? I mean, what could Trump do in this economic trade war and in this devaluation war, when everybody else is devaluing, like China, that would be another way out of this?
Well, on the devaluation, you know, I don't agree with that they're doing it purposely. There's a, you know, this is the way, by the way, I forecast trends, is current events form future trends.
Now, our listeners know you've been a leading expert for 30 years, highly respected.
Number this one is, New York Times. This is the front page of today's Wall Street Journal. And the story is dollar strength.
By the way, let me just stop you, Gerald. I'm not being mean here. You don't have to tell people you're a big shot.
No, I
really respect you. You're one of the smartest people I know. I'm just saying, we know you've made 95% accurate predictions.
Yeah, no, I'm not doing that. I'm showing why the dollar isn't being, the yuan isn't being purposely lowered. So today there's a front page story in the Wall Street Journal. Dollar strength pressures markets broadly. So what I do is I go through the whole story and read it and underline the salient points. And those are some of the things I want to talk about, why I'm saying I don't believe they're purposely devaluing.
Okay, tell us.
And here's why. Number one, China's $40 trillion in debt. There are hundreds of major Chinese companies holding hundreds of billions of dollars, if not trillions, worth of U.S. debt. They borrowed through the U.S. They have to pay this back. If they got to pay it back, as their yuan goes down, they got to pay more. They don't want to do that. China is the world's largest importer of oil. Oil is dollar-based. The further down their renminbi goes, the more money they have to pay. China, 80% of their GDP, compared to two-thirds of ours, is based on consumer purchases. They import a lot of product. The more they import when their yuan is down, the worse shape they're in. Now let's throw something else on top of it. Again, I always make this clear to everyone. I'm not a futurist. Nobody can predict the future. There are too many black swans.
But history does repeat.
Yeah, but you know, things happen. So let's go look what's going on right now in Hong Kong. Out of nowhere, boom, this thing happens. You know what this is doing to the Chinese economy, in the sense that Hong Kong is the Western's central bank headquarters, and China deals with that. They don't want this thing to go down. They need it up. Hong Kong goes down, this really hurts them. China, when you go, here's the other major reason why China doesn't want its currency to go down. Go back to when it was going down in 2015 and 2016. Capital outflows. Money leaving China like crazy. By the way,
I understand that the U.S. is kicking the living hell out of China, but for 40 years they've had a one-sided deal.
They don't want to purposely devalue their currency. They cannot take currency outflows. 2015, 2016, that's when Bitcoin, by the way, started to take off. You know why? Because it was legal then to have crypto exchanges in China. They banned them because people were getting out of the
Gerald, I know you're giving us all the backstory, and I respect you, and your perspective, I think, is dead on from your perspective. But China's had a one-sided deal. They're funding the leftists in Hollywood. Trump has gone to war with them, and I think you're being honest.
I agree with that. I agree with that part of it. I'm just saying I don't believe they're purposely lowering the value of their currency. On the other end, it's a total ripoff. What's going on with the United States and China, and you could blame the Americans, beginning with all of the Republicans and Democrats.
Well, that's what Trump says. He said, we're the ones that did bad deals.
We are the ones. And our manufacturers, to use slave labor, they went over there, gave them all our technology that we the people paid for, so that they could make their stuff over there cheaply, bring it back and mark up the prices. Same thing in Europe. And here's the deal. You want to do business with us over here in China? Yeah, come on over. But you only can own 49% of the company. Yeah. So it's the Americans.
So let me ask you this then. How do we do this to be fair with China, fair to ourselves? We don't want to make them
implode. It's very simple. Go back to the rules and regulations that existed before they allowed China to come into the World Trade Organization, before NAFTA, and make America a self-sustaining economy.
And when was that? That was 1999. When did Clinton let them in?
He let them in, you're right. And then it officially came in on 2 weeks after 9/11 in 2001, right, when no one was watching. So you go back to that. Oh, and here's the hypocrisy. Look how we were hurt to hate those commies. Remember? Oh, you remember the Vietnam War? Remember they had us hiding under the desk, those Russian commies? Hey, but it's okay to do business with the biggest commie country in the world as long as we make some dough. That's the hypocrisy. I believe we shouldn't be spending a dime in
China. Gerald, I know you know all this upside down and the other. You're one of the smartest guys I know. How do you expect it to end? Briefly, just...
The way it's going to end, if we don't have a real trade deal that brings manufacturing and jobs back to the United States, this country is going to go down really hard. And the whole world, by the way.
So Trump's right. We've got to not have this lopsided deal.
We can't. It's ridiculous. Who would do business like this? Name me one person that would do business. Hey, Alex, you and I will do business. I'll make all the money and screw you. That's no. All it is.
That's exactly what happened.
It's stupid. It's moronic. It's Democratic.
Because at the end of the day, you won't even have me as a customer anymore if I go bankrupt.
Exactly. No, this is stupid. It's moronic. It's, again, it's Republican and Democrat.
All right, stay there. So then the Democrats are trying to block this, saying Trump's wrong. But Gerald Celente, he's a political atheist. He says Trump's doing the right thing. But how could he do it better? We'll take phone calls straight ahead. Gerald Celente's always loaded for bear. That we've got the War Room coming up today. Stay with us. Phone calls. Gerald Celente's here. He can riff off whatever. He's a big jazz guy. And we got Will Johnson here. He's going to be hosting the War Room today while Owen Schroyer is on a well-deserved vacation with his family for a few days up in Missouri. All right, let's be good here. Let's just get to these calls. And a lot of these calls are how great I am. I'm not trying to do this on purpose, but it's good to be celebrated while they're trying to put me in prison. Chase the Patriot says human-animal hybrid. Alex was right 20 years ago. I want to get Gerald Celente's take on gene-edited babies, human-animal hybrids, which is all in the medical literature. I know Gerald wrote about it 30 years ago. They act like I'm some prophet, you know, saying the CIA's running child kidnapping rings. Hell, that was on History Channel 20 years ago. That's like, I mean, I don't want to take the mystique away, but, man, Chase the Patriot, you're on air. Go ahead.
Hey, thanks for taking my call, Alex. Yeah, there's so much to get into in this topic. You know, first of all, just the topic itself is another example of tomorrow's news today. Again, something you guys were talking about for many years. It's on every publication. You cannot look at a website. You cannot look at any kind of newspaper. It's everywhere now. They think it's normal. But when you dig into the details of the CRISPR technology and you start finding out it's connected to the fetal tissue from aborted babies, that's where this should be taking a lot of red flags.
And Alex, oh, yeah. No, there's no human-animal hybrids. There's no, you know, five-person humanoids. These aren't humans. These are corporations designing humans, and then we're not supposed – and I was reading this like an MIT stuff 25 years ago. I say 20 years ago. It's 25 years ago about how they had embryonic clones. They were going to produce monkeys and cows that made human organs. That's in the news today, which means they're rolling it out. They're rolling it out.
That's exactly right. And, Alex, I just got to take the initiative here. You know, you've been saying many times about the All-Star Call-In Show, and I can't tell you enough. I already have that show. I do it every night for you on YouTube, Chase the Patriot. Pastor Sam just called in and gave us a live update yesterday from the streets of Portland. We have a lot of info warriors on.
Beautiful. There. We'll get your name and number. Let's go to Will Johnson briefly and then Gerald Celente. If we allow corporations to mass produce iPhones that spy on us, that's one thing. if we let them produce humanoids that they admit, oh, they're from five adult males and three adult women, and it's not really a human, but it looks like one. And by the way, we put some programming in there because they can do that. I mean, this is beyond Pandora's box. This isn't Hollywood. We're all conditioned. Oh, that's like Blade Runner. No, that's not Blade Runner. It's called 666.
Mm-hmm. The Beast. Yeah, I truly believe they're trying to create this beast, and this beast is going to come onto the scene, and it's going to try to take over everything. And, you know,
and they're going to say with transhumanism, like just like a man chopping his testicles off, oh, you're being mean. It's like, oh, that's a new creature. They're already saying, don't be racist to robots. I predicted that 10 years ago. Yeah. Now it's like, oh, let the robot run. Oh, don't be racist to the robot. It means all this stuff corporations make, we got to bow down to it.
But, you know, the most scary thing about it is that they're trying to normalize it. They're trying to say it's normal. This is the way things are, and this is the way things should be. And they're absolutely convincing people that this is it. This is normal. This is good.
Let me say
we're supposed
this.
To be doing.
And everything they're building is something to chew up humans.
Yeah. Yeah, everything. I mean,
but even, instead of even, us rallying, whether we're black or white or old or young, for a pro-human future and our incredible destiny, we don't even know who we are, but now they've got an answer to what we're going to be. We've got to come together right now. Gerald Celente, this is the big question. Is God real? Well, the elites, the genetic engineers are playing God now. How do you answer this question?
It's one of our top trends of this year. You know, we said that they got it wrong in the King James Bible. It's not the meek shall inherit the earth. The geeks have inherited the earth. Is it happening already? I mean, hey, maybe, what's his name? Zuckerberg over there. I mean, you look at this cat. Is he real or is he made up? I mean, you know, no, this is really dangerous, and it's getting much, much worse. The people, you know, before I got on the air, you know, you were both talking about how people are addicted to their cell phones. I don't have one. I don't carry one. I have an old one I stick in my car, and if I remember it, I plug it in to make sure it's not dead. I've been doing work for the cellular telecommunications industry back in the early 90s when they had these big boxes in the trunks of cars with the aerials. So I've been studying it since then, and I know how dangerous these things are. People have lost their minds. They're gone already. They could care less how they're created. They've lost it. So the geeks have inherited the earth, and it's only going to get much worse.
We're talking about the industrialization of humanity, and if humanity doesn't stand up against this, then
humanity's gone. This country is a country of cowards. Look what's going on in Hong Kong. Agree or disagree with what they're doing? What? A place of 7 million people? Yesterday, there were 1.5 million out in the street in the rain with umbrellas. You're lucky to get a million people out in this country, a 320 million plus. And when they put on a pink pussy hat, it's a big deal for one day. This country is gutless. They've lost their courage. That's why you got a presidential reality show that we got going on now where there's nobody that stands out, and neither do the people.
Presidential. Yes. You know what is a presidential reality show? And you know what? We're seeing it unfold on Twitter. We're seeing it unfold on the liberal media. They're making up lies about President Trump. It's constantly happening. I'm agreeing with you. It is happening right before our eyes. And I think it's all by design because we're all being distracted to the real message or the real agenda that they're trying to put in. And you know what? They're making, I call the rhinos, Republicans, is spineless because they don't stand up when they're attacking the president. And I'm not saying President Trump is perfect. He's a flawed man,
he's
just
not,
like the rest of us.
Let me ask.
To the extreme with it.
Let me ask something about this. What about Scaramucci? He's in the administration 13 days, 12 days. Now he's going to organize a 22nd Amendment coup against the president.
He's an arrogant. I mean, I read the whole story. You know, I read the whole thing. And he talks about how that Nikki Haley said something to him one day. He had a scar on his face or his forehead, under his eye, someplace. And he said, oh, that was from a Botox injection 7 o'clock this morning. A Botox injection? Grow up. What's wrong with you? So I'm just saying.
Exactly.
He's an arrogant.
I love my wrinkles. He's a metrosexual punk.
You know. So what I'm saying, he's a boy. He's one of those guys. He's one of the, and he's getting his 15 minutes of fame. Like that other guy, that remember that lawyer for that woman,
Michael Arminetti?
Yeah.
God,
yeah,
he was a joke.
Same kind of, you know, he didn't say, look, Trump is narcissistic. There's no question about it in my mind. I agree with him on some things, but it doesn't make any difference. Going on the bigger issue, the people in this country have lost it. And I don't call it a liberal media. It's a corporate media. All they are, as I say, they're prostitutes. They get paid to put out by their Washington
Gerald, let me stop you. We're going to come back and run through calls, but I'm not just saying this. I subscribe to your magazine. I check your site all the time. I get thoughts there, perspectives that I'm not going to get on the left or the right. Spend a little time here, because how do people get your free news alerts, and how do they subscribe to your great magazine, which they can then read and then leave at the barbershop, the dentist office, whatever?
Just go to trendsjournal.com, trendsjournal.com. History Before It Happens, the only magazine in the world. And really, now, today, it's more important than ever. We're talking about the media. All you're going to find out is their interpretation of what happened. They're not talking about what's going to happen. They don't have a clue. Look at the people. Let me look at the Anderson Cooper, Chris Cuomo, all these guys born on third base and thought they hit a home run.
By the way, I wasn't trying to rip you off, but you've got a slogan close to mine. I say tomorrow's news today. What is your slogan?
History Before It Happens.
History Before It Happens. All right, whatever we do, each caller gets at least a minute. Carlos, Dan, Ronnie, Colin, Jeff, Brian, and Michael, get ready in the next segment for the transmission. If we win, it's victory. If we lose, it's infamy. But regardless, we were in the arena. We were human, and we fought.
Waging war on corruption. It's Alex Jones.
He wades through the city toward the center of town. He pulls the high tension wires down.
We're the purposeful grimace and a terrible sound.
Gerald Sunday's riding the shotgun with us. We're taking phone calls right now. Don't forget, today, the War Room, hosted by Will Johnson, 3 to 6 p.m., and then weekday mornings, 8 a.m. to 11 a.m., David Knight. We don't have Google, we don't have Facebook, we don't have Twitter, but we got you. They think the human age is over. They think you won't spread the word. It's up to you. Do what you want. That's how it works. I know you're going to take action. That's why they're so scared. Let's run through calls quickly. Carlos in Canada, you've been a real trooper. Thanks for holding. You're on the air with Gerald Celente and Will Johnson.
What an honor. Thank you very much, gentlemen. Just wanted to point out, Mr. Celente, that I started in 1981 following the trend that you were publishing at the time when I joined the financial community. So I'm very well aware. I'm reminded of 1987 in particular.
Which Celente predicted.
Right. I wanted to just make a point. Price controls don't make sense just on their own. But lowering taxes without price controls also doesn't make any sense. When you lower taxes, people have more money in their pocket. So with that money, companies decide, oh, well, listen, we'll just raise the prices. We'll take the money right out of their pockets and put it in ours. If you look at the GasBuddy website for the last 48 months, you will see that prices of gasoline went from $1.59, actually 59, to $2.97 in 2018 on average. And they are now in New York State about $2.78 or so. So when you look at, for instance, the government releasing funds into the public, companies then use the money that they receive also from lower taxes, but they're supposed to use that money to create jobs and to stimulate and to purchase equipment. So
they take it offshore.
Executives, yeah. Executives, however, can do something very much. I want to check Mr. Celente on this. They can actually use the money that they get to pump and dump the stock of their own companies by buybacks and then dumping their options that they have taken.
Carlos, I agree with you. We love you. We got to go, though. We got to get a few other calls. What is he specifically getting at, Gerald Celente?
Well, you know, the game is rigged to a great extent, and he's right. That's over $1 trillion worth of the Trump's tax cuts in 2018 went to stock buybacks, and 82 or 86%, according to the Tax Policy Center, went to the 1%. But here's what we're saying, though, Alex. We are on the cusp of the greatest depression. History is repeating itself. Trade wars, currency wars, depression, World War II. Trade wars, currency wars, greatest depression, World War III. What's out of the news that isn't being talked about, only flashing through, is what's going on now between India and Pakistan. As you well know, and people listening to InfoWars know, last week, India decided, hey, we're ripping up that 1947 agreement. We own Kashmir. And Pakistan, they've been fighting about this for decades, over 50,000 people killed. Pakistan claims they own that part of it. When all else fails, they take you to war. There is no economy left in Pakistan. They're gone. India's economy is crashing. They lowered interest rates just last week for the fourth time in a row. All over the world, they're lowering it. They
just so the bottom line is we're going to a major escalation. I agree with you.
A major escalation and a major economic crash. The United States is going to be the last one to go down. Again, the headlines are there. Yeah. Bad news for German economy, one after another.
No, I understand all that. They want us to crash first. That's not going to happen. Let's go to Michael.
It's not going to happen here because we have a stronger economy. But they're shot. They have negative interest rates. Switzerland, minus 0.75%. Negative bond yields. You never heard of this stuff in modern history.
No, I hear you. Let's see. I have another call. Michael in Florida. Go ahead. You're on the air with Gerald Celente. Go ahead.
Super Blue, the best toothpaste in the world is Super Blue, fortified with colloidal silver and iodine. Alex, I have to thank you for helping me get rid of periodontal disease. With your products, I have cured myself of it.
All right.
Now, Mr. Hey. Celente, you are the best. I love you. You're such a paisan. You're an amazing man. You're absolutely correct. We are right now walking into a depression. But we are in the middle of a spiritual battle, guys. You got to remember, we've got God on our side. We're spiritual beings having human experiences, not human beings having spiritual experiences.
Well said.
You can't walk into a room full of candles with any amount of darkness and extinguish the light. But you can walk into any room full of any amount of darkness and extinguish that light, that darkness, with one candle. We have the strength. That's why they're afraid of us. That's why they're doing what they're doing on the news. That's why the demons are out running around trying to scare everybody.
Michael, I appreciate your call. We got to move quicker. Let me ask Joe Celente. I know you're a political atheist, but why is the left so crazed and hateful? Why do they hate America? I mean, they say
they're cowards. They're cowards. End of story. I'm 15 minutes away from Woodstock. We're in Colonial Kingston, New York. I call them the Woodstock people with their quiche-eating grins and balsamic smiles. What makes that guy, I say to them, those two crazy kids, of course, one on antidepressants, who knows the other one's on, that blew away those people in Dayton and El Paso. You know, I don't like those people in that place. I can't stand them. I'm going to kill them. What makes them any different than Obama? I don't like that guy, Gaddafi. I want him out of there. I want him out. I don't care who you kill in the meantime. I don't like that guy, Assad. I want him out. I don't care if you kill 500,000 people and destroy the country. Hey, what's the difference? Oh, Gerald, you're comparing. No, I'm comparing murderers. They refuse to call their freaks freaks. They're cowards. They vote Hillary Clinton. Oh, yeah. We came. We saw he died. Yeah, in response to Gaddafi's murder. What's wrong with them? They're cowards. End of story.
All right, Gerald. Well, thanks for co-hosting with us. We're out of time. Look forward to you hosting again next week. TrendsResearch.com. Thank you so much.
And Super Male Vitality. Don't forget it.
It does really work. It's really strong. It's cold pressed. Yeah. It does what Viagra can't do for some folks. Thank you. Will Johnson, I apologize to Dan and Ronnie and Colin and Jeff and Brian. If they call us back tomorrow, I promise if they get on the line first, tell them when you call, hey, I was on hold for an hour yesterday. Get me on first. I'll go to you. I apologize we didn't get to you. That's why I say only take 10 calls. We have 20 calls. Always somebody's on hold. But Will, You can say what you want about Trump and the economy. But the Democrats, they're trying to crash the economy.
Yeah, wasn't Bill Maher said that if we crash the economy, it's going to do work in their favor because then we can say all this is President Trump's fault? I mean, that's another tactic, right, to try to take out President Trump to try to make it look like he's doing a terrible job.
And he's operating like nobody has a memory.
Yeah, I mean, look at the jobs for black people. Look at the jobs for Hispanics. Look at the position women are working in today.
But regardless,
I mean, it's even better. I mean,
even if it was bad, let's make it worse.
Yeah, I mean, the 401k.
That's really evil. That's evil.
Business is coming back to America, hiring more people. Let's forget about all of that. We want to attack President Trump, make it look like he's doing a terrible job, even though he's not. That's the whole goal. If you cannot take out the president, make it look like it's just really bad so we don't vote for him. He's a white supremacist, well, so we don't
question.
Vote
let
for him.
Let me ask that question. If they are able to plunge it, is America dumb enough to blame Trump?
They're dumb enough right now. I'm going to say the left is dumb enough right now to believe that President Trump is the white supremacist. So, yes. I've been to the White House twice. And the amazing thing about it, he didn't promote it. President Trump go, look, everyone, I have black people in the White House with me. He didn't do that. He could have, but he didn't. And the liberal media, the socialist communist media, refused to acknowledge that.
Well, did you see how Obama totally ignored the black community?
Obama wanted to destroy the black community even more than it was already. That's why President Trump, when he made the statement, what the hell do you have to lose? Nothing. You have nothing, but you only gain stuff by going with President Trump. That's why the numbers for black people supporting President Trump is at an alarming rate, and it's terrifying the Democrats. They are absolutely terrified. Baltimore is a rat hole infested city. Being and the black people are not
well known coming siphons yeah. the money
it's
off.
It's crazy. Yeah. And you know what? The Democrats get mad at President Trump because he's telling black people you don't have to live in these conditions. And then guess what? Oh, you're racist. You can have the nerve of you to tell black people that they shouldn't live like this. What's wrong with you?
That's exactly what's going on. They're rats.
Yes.
Unbelievable. You're taking over the war room at Infowars.com/show right now. Will Johnson, folks, that's your orders from headquarters. If you choose to take the mission, spread the war room with Will Johnson right now. Infowars.com/show. Infowars.com/show. Fight.
Why are they after you?
When you're in a fight, you got some energy, right?
Well, but why are they after you? Because you've been telling the truth 20 plus years, and they can't have someone coming along telling the truth. You're going against the narrative. You're fighting the system. You're fighting the system that they want to create by controlling all of us. You can't have someone that's making so much noise doing that. Come on, think about it.
It's not just me. It's all the guests.
But tell folks about your new website
that's about to be updated.
Okay, so the new website right now is firepowernews.com. You can go to sign up for the newsletter right now. More updates will be coming along. If you sign up for the newsletter,
yeah, the show's going to start next month.
News, yes, firepowernews.com next month in September. I didn't put a date on there because I want to make sure that we have everything in order. So when we do come out with it, when we do finally have the date, you'll be able to see it and you'll be able to go to it. We're going to engage. We're going to have guests. We're going to do some
creative
things.
I like how you do focus groups.
Yes, we're going to have. So one of the things is at the end of the week, if possible, I'm going to have a roundtable discussion about the different events that took place that week.
Beautiful. Well, I'm very excited. All right, I apologize. In fact, they don't call for this. They want to talk. But every caller holding, we're going to get to you all, gets a free T-shirt. Just get the addresses now and then let John, who's our affiliates guy, but a great call. Not a screener, but he gets your calls lined up. We need to get him to get back to work. We're going to go to your calls, I promise. Let's talk to Marcus in New York. Marcus, you're on the air. Thanks for holding.
Hey, Alex. Yeah, I just want to say, your show is a breath of fresh air. I talk to a lot of people here out in New York City, and one thing I can tell you is that almost nobody agrees with these wars. I think that the neocons are trying desperately to get Trump to go to a war because they know that that's the only way that they could defeat him in the eyes of the public, the approaching 2020.
That's it. I mean, if Trump buys into this, it'll be the end of his presidency. It's the only way I think he can be defeated other than assassinating him. It's a time to be praying, my friend.
I agree entirely. And the last thing I just want to say, Alex, is I know they're trying to shut you down, but the reinforcements have arrived, man. I would love to see you on air until you're 80 years old. I would love to see what you're talking about when you're 80. But if they do shut you down, know you've gone into this war. You've won a lot of battles, and there are a lot of people like myself and many others who are going to continue. We're going to keep fighting in the info war, and even if something does happen to you or your show, know for a fact that you've gotten a lot of people fired up for liberty.
Thank you, sir, for calling.
An InfoWarrior fan favorite formula, Survival Shield X2, continues to lead the way into the next generation of super high quality nascent iodine formulas. Derived from ancient sea salts found more than 7,000 feet below the Earth's surface, every drop of Survival Shield X2 contains 650 micrograms to keep you in your prime form. Even today, iodine deficiency remains a serious problem, with the World Health Organization estimating that nearly 50 million people still suffer from some kind of mental impairment related to iodine deficiency. That's why it's so important that you try Survival Shield X2, the only source of 99.999% ultra-pure deep earth iodine crystals, exclusively available through InfoWars Life at an extremely affordable price. Discover the shocking facts behind nascent iodine and secure your bottle today while supplies last at InfoWarsStore.com.
You're listening to The Alex Jones Show. The answer to 1984 is 1776. You're listening to The Alex Jones Show.
It's all theater, man. My name's not even Alex Jones. I work for Israel. I never broke people's neck with my bare hands. It's all tough. We never got Trump elected. It's all lies. Never talked to Robert Plant where he said this is a Christian song and that he hates people that say it's about Satan. Though I did talk to him in Austin, Texas on Mary Street. He told me that more than 10 years ago. That's how crazy the real universe is. Truth is so much stranger than fiction. Your phone calls are coming up in a moment. But first, Stairway to Heaven. Shadows taller than our souls. There was a lady we all know. She shines white light, and once it shows, right here. How heavy that is. You don't want your shadow to be taller than your soul when you get judged. Bill Johnson, we got to go to the calls. We got Gerald Celente coming up. We're loaded for bear here. But I don't know how anybody could think of a more epic time to be alive right now. How would you describe this time in history right now?
It's epic. It's biblical. We're seeing things unfold, what's written in the Bible, and a lot of people want to ignore it. I think we're on the verge. I mean, you know what? I like looking at it like this. The Earth is like the Death Star, and you have the evil one trying to control it and trying to control all of us, and you have the rebellion fighting against all of it, and we just happen to have a decent president in the office right now, and they can't stand it. They want to do a coup against this man. They want to bring prostitutes against this man. They want to call this man a
That's right. Instead of blowing the Death Star up, we ran a coup and like took over the leadership of it.
Yeah. That's what. But you know what? They want to take it and become completely evil. They want to have children observing grown men shaking their tutu in front of them.
Have you seen the new thing? Where the new drag queen story time, they tell six-year-olds how to get blowjobs?
I did not see that. See, that just infuriates me. I mean, it's sickening. I mean, then you have the left going like, oh, this is wonderful. You're so brave. You're just being loving. It's all love. What kind of mindset? The times we're, you know, it represents the times that we're living in. I truly believe, and I'm not talking about the day or the hour, I truly believe that we are living in the end times. We're seeing the events take place like a mother with birth pains. We're seeing it. We're experiencing it. We're living it. It is an amazing time to be alive to see this. No one expected this to happen. I mean, at least I didn't. When I was younger, when I was growing up in grade school, they wouldn't tell me if you feel like something else, you can be that. I was always told by black teachers, white teachers, be happy of who you are. But now there's this whole thing to change and indoctrinate the young generation to be something that they're not. And you know what? How we always say it's going to get worse. It's going to get worse. It is going to get worse because the indoctrination that they're doing on our children today, they're the ones who are going to grow up and they're going to be militant, they're going to be violent, and they're going to be calling us hateful and bigoted because they're going to say it's always been this way.
You said something really heavy right there. Repeat what you said about a minute ago.
About the children indoctrinate us when they're the generation today.
Now, you said something before that. I was going to interrupt. I always interrupt because I forget the thing I was going to say, but you said something really...
I don't know. I was going with the flow. I was going with the flow because, I mean, we're living in the biblical times. We're living it. We're seeing it. It's happening right before our eyes. And if we don't recognize it, and you know what? President Trump was put in place because of our prayers, and God answered our prayers.
That's right. We summoned Trump.
Yes. God answered our prayers to put President Trump in place. He's not a perfect man.
By the way, I've talked to Trump and others. Trump will say, he's like, I'm different. Something took me over. And he's not just saying it. He stood in the office. He's a real Christian now. Before, he didn't hate God, but Trump's been taken over.
I believe it. And with the prayers of people and preachers laying hands on him.
Well, the Holy Spirit.
Yeah, and preachers are laying hands on him, and they're praying for him in the name of Jesus, and they can't stand it. When they say in the name of Jesus, they, you know what? It's like they say in the name of Jesus, they hate that. And then when they say Alex Jones, they hate that. It's amazing how they hate people who's bringing truth. We're flawed people. Even Donald Trump.
It's time to show them what a real alpha male looks like with one of our most powerful products ever made, Alpha Power. As you age, your body can lose testosterone over time. With the incredible ingredients in this formula, we can help you beat the test of time and assist in restoring that lost energy and mood that comes with time and age. Alpha Power's incredible ingredients can help you boost your sports performance or enhance your day-to-day life with ease while encouraging hormonal balance. Perfect by itself or with super male vitality in the true alpha male pack. Alpha Power can help boost performance, help maintain normal testosterone levels, support healthy cholesterol, and more. Let Alpha Power help bring you to the peak of your optimal health. Don't fall short on energy in the fight against tyranny. Show the world what a true alpha male looks like today with Alpha Power. Head to InfoWarsStore.com today.
Not really true, folks. We're here in the quickening. And what our ancestors didn't know, we're about to learn. Carol Salente's taking over with us and your phone calls. We're going to your calls right now, though. But, Will, I don't want to create some messianic thing, but what's happening with Trump, with every listener, every viewer that loves God, loves justice, is messianic. It's saying no to the devilish world government, pedophile, demonic, radical Islam system. And you were using an analogy of Dune, which is a... adaptation of the book. The book's even more powerful, very esoteric, very deep by Frank Herbert. But obviously, David Lynch, who's a great director, been on the show before, big listener. I'm not tooting my horn, it's just true. David Lynch kind of remade it, but they added where the word, they have the sound canon. But when they say certain words, it's even more powerful.
Yeah.
We're saying we should do a meme of that.
Yes, we're saying Alex Jones. And then they're just going, Alex Jones. I mean, because
but you were saying they built that,
but
they made it messianic, saying you can't say the name.
Yes,
you can't, I mean, that's.
But that's exactly what they did to you.
So what do you think they're doing, though? I think they think they're so powerful with AI that that's not going
to
matter.
Well, they think that because they can tell the American people not to say certain things, it's almost like telling people not to eat out of the cookie jar. Don't eat out of the cookie jar. Don't eat that last cookie. And guess what? We're going to eat the last cookie. Don't say Alex Jones. Guess what? More people are saying Alex Jones. More people are recognizing. I went up here to Portland, and there were so many people. Alex Jones.
But enough about it. But why do you think they misstepped like this? But with Zuckerberg 3 months ago saying you will not say his name unless it's negative, and you will not say InfoWars unless it's disparaging. I mean, that is cult level.
They believe that the American people
are so... And they blur out pictures of me now.
They believe that the American people are so dumbed down that they're just going to follow suit. That's what it comes down to. The American people don't understand. That's what they believe. We can control the American people by putting out the memes that we want. We can control the American people by putting out the news reports that we want.
But some people say that's a setup. There wasn't a setup. Evil almost paves the way for good is how it works. It doesn't even know when it's doing this stuff.
Yeah, well, by them trying to demonize you, it's only going to spark more interest for the American people to find out, okay, what is it that they're saying? The American people aren't dumb. They believe that the American people are dumb, but they're not. But see, their goal is to keep lying and put out these lies. For example, right now, the biggest thing is trying to paint President Trump as a white supremacist, or he's a white supremacist sympathizer, when everyone knows it's not true. But they keep repeating it.
What they're saying is, if you support him, we're going to say that. We'll get to the economy coming up, but let's go to calls right now. Yes. You're on fire, Will Johnson. That's why you're doing your own show soon. We got On Fire, In Fuego, Gerald Celente, Trent Forecaster coming up. Let's go ahead and talk to another caller here. All these calls are talking about me. Fear of spreading links, censorship information, firewall. Chris in Washington, you're on the air.
Hey, good afternoon, Alex. How you doing, Will?
Good. Thanks for holding.
Thank you. You know, that's one thing that I wanted to do is talk about the fear of censorship. But can I do a plug really quick about your brain force?
Sure.
It's not just for adults. I'll tell you, my daughter, she's going into junior high school this year. I started her on it last year, and her grades have went up, and she feels better when she has her brain force. Every day she's like, "Oh, Dad, I forgot my brain force." So I just want to let people know that it's not just for adults. It's good for kids, too.
Well, we looked at the most powerful formulas 5 years ago, and they were marked up 7 times. We just marked it up 150%. So it is not a clone. It's even better than at the time, the best-selling supplement in the country. So I don't reinvent wheels. I just go out and whatever's the best, I clone it, make it better, cut the price. So thank you, sir.
Thank you. And so getting to my point about the fear of censorship, and, you know, I'll tell you, I have a few of your shirts, and I get a lot more response when I'm out there one-to-one talking to somebody, just wearing a Tyranny Response shirt or a Tank Man shirt. Or, you know, I get a more response when I'm out there talking to people. People are afraid to post things online. They're afraid to even share the link because of how far and how big of a reach that they're seeing with the Google censorship and the Apple the entire censorship, Facebook, Zuckerberg, the entire nine yards. I mean, I literally have had people say, "Hey, I just got to be up here in the woods, and if something happens, something happens." And I'm like, "That's the wrong approach."
Oh, yeah, they want to get you paralyzed instead of worrying about being censored. Create your own site, promote that. But getting back to InfoWars as a logo or a signet or a symbol, a standard. Make your own InfoWars, whatever. Experience how 9 times out of 10 it's going to be positive instead of negative, and know that exercising it in the third dimension is like we sell high-quality digital TV antennas. Because I said, I want to order a bunch of these. Because a year ago, I'm sitting there, our cable's out, I plug one in, I'm getting hundreds of channels in Austin, dozens of small towns, and it's all these old cool shows, but TV wasn't watching me. I was watching TV, and so I think it's the same way of like going out in public wearing a TV, a website. That is outside of Google's control. That's an amazing point, Chris. So what are you getting at, saying more people should do this?
People should do that. Yep. It's the only way. I mean, at this point, we're at that point where we need human interaction again. We need to, get off the think that, there's a lot of power with the internet, but we need to get out there and start talking to people.
Well, brother, I'm not just saying this. I never told this story today, and I meant to tell it. We got Gerald Celente coming up, so I can't tell it. It was too incredible. 5 a.m., I'm in bed. I turn my evil cell phone off. It's really a door into my house at night when I go to sleep. So at 5 a.m., there's light on the ceiling, and over on the dresser, the phone's on. And I go, wait, I turned that off. So I was, as sober as a jaybird when I turned that thing off. I get up. I go over, someone's typing, they're in my contacts, they're calling people, they've been on my phone for like an hour. It was hacked today. I had it happen one other time. It happened to Derek McBrain too once. Yeah. And I couldn't turn it off. It would say wrong passcode. So I had a Faraday bag, I went and threw it in, and that stopped it, but I'd get it back out, could turn it off, they got jumped right back in. So this is a two-way door, like a Palantine Lord of the Rings you bring in your house. But I got on my knees at about 6 a.m. after this happened. I said, God, what's the most important thing? And it was very clear. It was like, expose the Chinese Communist Social Score, expose the Mark of the Beast, the digital system, the dehumanization, and get off the phones. Put them away. I didn't have the phone today because they were going to fix it, and I was constantly for my phone to send messages and communicate. I could have done it any other way, on a landline or in person. But we're all losing our souls to these things, and it's this two-way dimensional gate where whoever was on it, because let me tell you, they were in my contacts, they were calling China, Because there's a lot of reasons for that. Because if they can make your phone call something illegal, then they can start an investigation. Who knows? They were trying to plant Lord knows what, Will Johnson.
No, you know what? They have the app on there telling you how much FaceTime you have on this device now. So they tell you, you know, they're recording all of that. So all of that information, all that data, because data is like the most expensive.
Money.
It is the most consumed thing that they're consuming.
We're
right
under
now.
Slavery to these things.
Yeah, exactly. Because people feel naked without it. You can't communicate with the world, and it's a form of control. And then when they take you off these socialist media platforms, then you feel like you're disconnected from the world. And sometimes that's a great thing. When I go camping, I take all of the cell phones and I put them in a box.
I was about to say, so they threatened all us. We'll take this away, but it was really a threat to everybody else.
No, exactly. Because they've gotten it to a point to where we're all almost like we're dependent on these things.
And again, it's just dopamine. We're constantly clicking on it. We get used to it. You spend more time with the phone than you do with your children. Chris, great points. God bless you. And I spent another segment with that caller, and we got more calls. But hey, Gerald Celente's coming up. Everybody that's been holding, it's a free T-shirt. If you choose to hang up, let us know. You're free T-shirt. But I will try to get to everybody in this hour. I'm trying to be good about this, and I appreciate you. Will Johnson's here. We have Gerald Celente, who is about to be joining us. And I've got some questions for him about damned if you do, damned if you don't in this economy. What is Trump supposed to do when the whole world's devaluing its currencies? I get it's a bad road, but the other road is we lose the dollar's dominance. Everything falls apart as well. We'll talk about that with Gerald Celente of TrendsResearch.com. And he loves taking your calls. We'll take some phone calls as well. But we've got to be quick with the callers because we'll never get to Dan and Carlos and Ronnie and Colin and Jefferson and Chase the Patriot and Jeff and Brian and Michael if we do that. Please don't forget the websites are NewsWars.com, InfoWars.com, and, of course, PrisonPlanet.com. We'll be back on the other side. Please tell folks about the live broadcast. It's the only way we break through the electronic Berlin Wall. You aren't just central. You're critical. Please help us win the war against the globalists. Spread the word now.
When you have a pain in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay heating wraps and pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part, Sunny Bay quality products start at under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists. Get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center-cut presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready-to-eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and serve. Life-saving, ready-to-eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
Looking for a way to support Alex Jones and the InfoWars crew while staying up to date on all our products? Then our newsletter is for you. Now more than ever, InfoWars needs your help. Head over to InfoWarsStore.com, scroll down the page, and sign up to receive up-to-date, exclusive daily deals. The InfoWars Store newsletter is your number one way to support the InfoWars team while keeping up with the latest savings and specials. Join your fellow InfoWarriors in getting access to brand new formulas, daily deals, and exclusive sales with T-shirts, survival gear, movies, books, supplements, and more. It's easier than ever to support support the resistance. Now you can stay up to date with just one click. Sign up for the InfoWars Store newsletter today. Head to InfoWarsStore.com and start receiving subscriber-only sales and offers now. And stay current with everything the InfoWars Store has to offer.
Thomas Jefferson predicted over 240 years ago that when our republic was in trouble in the future, it'd be the farmers that were close to the ground, close to reality, who actually worked for a living that would end up saving the nation. And today, the communist Chinese have banned all U.S. farming goods a week ago. And we've seen massive increases in polls, support for the president and what he's doing in this trade war once China put pressure on our farmers. That's beautiful. Americans aren't going to be bullied, and we aren't going to back down. So to the Joaquin Cruises and the Hillary Clintons of the world that want to intimidate people and tell us to back down, we're never going to give up. And all you've done is awaken the human spirit. And the human spirit lives at InfoWars.com and NewsWars.com. And I'm asking listeners, whatever you do, spread those links, because we are the light in the dark of the night. We are the resistance. We are 1776 worldwide.
You're listening to The Alex Jones Show. Crashing through the lies and disinformation, it's Alex Jones.